Majority Report Radio, Air
The
America.
Majority Report.
Children's Hospital of New York Presbyterian invites parents and children to enjoy a day of free inline skating as well as free skating tips Saturday, August 7th from noon to 4 p.m. at Chelsea Piers. Chelsea Piers instructors will be on hand to provide professional tips, and Paragon Sports Goods will bring the newest line of rollerblade inline skates for children and their parents to test out, along with the latest in rollerblade safety technology, free giveaways, and shopping coupons. The first 100 children who attend will receive a free skating helmet, compliments of Horizon Healthcare. To learn more, visit ChelseaPiers.com.
Your oldest is just turned driving age. Time to add them to your policy. So you get in your car, drive down to your insurance company. Hunt for a space, double park, get a parking ticket, get in a fight with the meter maid, get thrown in jail, meet a guy named Wally. Wait a minute. This is just a bad dream. You've got Geico. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can do all that car insurance stuff online. Oh, that was a close one.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. Online at geico.com.
You're listening to 1190 WLIV New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. President Bush hailed today's drop in the jobless rate, saying the numbers do show the economy is changing. Unemployment dipped to 5.5% last month, down a tenth of a percent. However, the Labor Department counted only 32,000 net new jobs. That's a sharp slowdown in job creation, far below what they've been expecting, over 200,000, they thought. John Kerry says the economy may be making a U-turn. He says July's job growth proved the president is wrong in claiming the economy's turned a corner. Meanwhile, investors disappointed with the low number of new jobs sent the markets plunging. New lows for the year. The Dow lost nearly 140 points. NASDAQ dipped 42.75, and the S&P 500 down 16. In Florida, a state appeals court today dismissed a lawsuit that sought a paper trail for Florida's new touchscreen voting machines. The court ruled the voters are not guaranteed, quote, a perfect voting system. U.S. Congressman Robert Wexler of Florida had sued, arguing the new machines will not allow for an accurate manual vote recount, such as what was needed during the 2000 presidential election in Florida. Officials in Greece say they've done everything humanly possible to protect the upcoming Summer Olympic Games in Athens. With a week to go before the opening ceremonies, the public order minister in Greece says the elaborate security precautions are going according to plan and overcoming a series of delays and other problems. He spoke after a two-hour Olympic security meeting with government, law enforcement, and officials from the Olympics. Greece spending a record $1.5 billion on security for these Olympics, the first summer games since the 9/11 attacks. NATO also deploying a force to respond to potential chemical or biological attacks. Its entire Mediterranean fleet will be patrolling along the shore of Greece. The first of three NATO surveillance planes arrived in Greece today, ready to start their patrols on Tuesday. Testimony in the prisoner abuse hearing for Lindy England turned to the involvement of higher-ups in a lethal interrogation at the Abu Ghraib prison. England's company commander says he saw the bloody body of a detainee in a shower and heard military intelligence commander Colonel Thomas Pappas say, quote, I'm not going down for this alone. Captain Donald Reese said he also saw naked prisoners and questioning in which detainees were forced to wear women's underwear on their heads. These statements by Reese are not new, but prosecutors claim abusive tactics were not authorized at the Abu Ghraib prison. The defense is arguing that Lindy England, who was with the military police unit, was just following orders set by intelligence officials who assumed control of the prison. Reese earlier invoked his right not to answer defense questions, but then decided to go ahead. This is Air America Radio.
New York City in summer. You know how hot it gets. And if you have leaky, drafty windows, you know what that does to your energy bills. That's why now is a great time to replace them with custom-fit windows from Sears. Call Sears for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-448-6600. Call now and save $500 on select styles. Sears double-paned, extra-strength windows have insulated frames. This combination may help you reduce your energy costs. And Sears makes getting your new windows simple and affordable. So call 1-800-448-6600 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends August 31st. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't go another summer without the energy efficiency of Sears replacement windows. Call now 1-800-448-6600.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape, saddle shoes, D batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in off Deep Woods.
S.E. Johnson, a family company.
The ATM. Insert your card, enter your PIN number, get 420s and a handful of streptococci. Don't let germs interrupt your ATMing. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So use the ATM, but use Purell because you may withdraw a fistful of cold, hard E. coli. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
Laura Flanders.
Welcome, Robert Reich.
Laura, how are you tonight?
I am doing well.
John Kerry is going to be our next president.
All right. We'll see what happens.
No, it's true. I know.
All right, good. I like that
really
kind
know.
Of certainty.
At the start of 1991, I was asked on a television program, who's going to be the next president? I said, Bill Clinton. And the host said, who is that? And who would be Bill Clinton's vice president? I said, Al Gore. You see, Laura, I know these things.
You really are clairvoyant.
Laura Flanders on Air America Radio.
It's about 6:30, almost 7 past the hour. Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. It is Friday, thank God. I want to hear from all the regulars tonight. This has been a very intense week. Let me just say I appreciate the patience y'all have shown with this new program on Air America Radio. We have... had a little bit, you know, a couple of struggles this week trying to get all the levels right and so on and so forth. This is the only program that is on a nightly basis to the extent that it is, that is not coming from right there in New York. So it's, you know, trying to balance everything. Yeah, I know. You don't want to hear that. All you want to hear is good radio. Okay, well, you know, kiss my grits. I'm just saying thank you very much for hanging in with us this week. Who's there? Oh my God! Not the guy from Sling Blade. Carl Childers is checking in from Orlando, Florida. Oh God! Here we go. Carl, welcome to the program.
Hey Mike, how
hey.
You doing?
I'm doing fine. Carl, how are you? How's the medication and everything?
I'm doing okay. You said you wanted to hear from the regulars. Is it all right if you hear from one of the irregulars?
Yeah, you're irregular, all right. I saw, you know, as everybody knows, I saw your movie. I know what you do.
You know, it's pretty difficult. You got that new time you're on, and it makes it a real hard for me to listen to you. But I was thinking about getting one of them Sirius satellites.
Yeah?
But I'm running into a problem.
What's the problem, Carl?
I only work on small engines, and I need to get some help so I can build a rocket to put that satellite up for me.
No. It's a satellite radio.
What I got to do?
Well, you get a radio, and then it's a satellite radio, and then you can tune in to Sirius or during the day to XM that carries some of the other Air America radio programs. No, it's not a satellite, Carl. It's a radio.
I'd actually a new light on the situation. I think I can build one of them myself then.
Yeah, yeah. How's everything going in the campaign?
Well, you know, I decided that I'm going to just fall in line like everybody else.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm going to go back to Carrie and Edward. It's a great team they picked.
Yeah.
So.
Well, is everything okay down there in Central Florida? How's your visitation day? Is everything fine?
Yeah, everything's pretty good. I'm glad to hear you're back on the air.
Yeah. Yeah, you're behaving yourself, right?
Well.
Never mind. Never mind.
I'm not like them other guys, you know, them ones that never stop thinking about ways to harm our country.
Yeah.
You know, those ones in the White House.
Yes, sir. I do know. I do know. Yeah. Well, it's good to hear from you, Carl, and I'm glad everything is going okay. I know sometimes it's a little hard for you to cope, as we know what happened in your past that I don't think we ought to bring up here on national radio, but I know it's a little hard for you to cope, and I think you're doing a great job.
All right, Mike. I just wanted to check in with you.
Okay,
welcome
good.
Back, buddy.
Thank you, sir. I hope you're going to call again.
Take care.
All right, Carl. Thanks
a lot. Rock the boat.
Yeah, absolutely. Rock the vote. I really do. You know, I like Carl. I like this movie. And even though we're about, 350 miles apart here, he still makes me nervous when he calls in, but that's all right. The other night when our Queens bureau chief checked in, Teresa, she forgot to tell me something. For those of you who live in New York City, I'm sure you've seen those Koch welcome RNC posters, right? The ones welcoming the Republican National Committee. There's a group putting up other posters, a group called Visual Resistance. That's where you can find them, visualresistance.org. Check it out, okay? They're putting up, these are designers, young people, who are putting up posters that don't necessarily say Welcome Republican National Committee. And they might need a few bucks, and they have some great silk screens that you can buy. They're not necessarily looking for charity, but I went to their website today. Some of this stuff is really good. So if you live in New York, check it out. And if you don't live in New York, wherever you live, visualresistance.org. Okay? Okay? They got some really good artwork there. Some of it might be a little bit radical, but what the hell? That's what we're all about. Check them out. Visualresistance.org. That's easy to remember, isn't it? Okay. All right. Enough with the plugs. Okay. That's an important one, though. Like I said, I went through today. Some of the artwork is really good. You're probably aware that today is the 59th anniversary of the hellish bombing of Hiroshima. And I know the mythology. We had to do it in order to bring the Japanese to their knees and save hundreds of thousands of American lives. I was alive when that bombing occurred. I don't remember it, but I was alive. And over the course of the last 50-some years, I've come to believe that that was not true. We did not have to use a bomb, but we did. So we don't even have to go there. The bombing of Nagasaki, the anniversary of that, is coming up on Monday. And our senior correspondent, Chris in Minnesota. By the way, a couple of people sent that in to remind me, and thank you, because for the first time in years, it had slipped my mind. But the Reverend Debu and a few other people had reminded me of that. But our senior correspondent, Chris in Minnesota, reminds us of the same thing. The U.S. dropped to August 6, 1945, and then August 6, 2001. These are significant dates. August 6, 1945, 140,000 people incinerated. The city of Hiroshima irradiated, cancer, other diseases for generations to come, mass death, and then the next day, 60 or 70,000 wiped out in in Nagasaki. Now, a lot of people say, well, a big deal. Look what happened in Dresden, the firebombing of Dresden. What about the firebombing of Tokyo? Okay, but these were nuclear weapons, the only country to use nuclear weapons against somebody else. You talk about weapons of mass destruction, was us. Now, are we proud of that? No, of course not. Are we ashamed of it? I would hope so, but it's there anyway. It's done, okay? August 6, 2001. Bush is on vacation at his ranch in Crawford, Texas, when he's handed what Condoleezza Rice would later call, in an attempt to play down its importance, a historical document. That's the PDB, Presidential Daily Briefing. And Rice said it was all of 2 pages. In actuality, it was 11 pages long with very detailed intelligence from a variety of agencies the world over. The title was Bin Laden Determined to Strike Inside the U.S. Now, the Bush administration, as you know, said that even with that title,
well, we didn't know that an attack was imminent. Well, I don't know. What does that mean? Bin Laden determined to strike inside the U.S.
The giggling murderer down in Texas couldn't figure it out. That's complex. Bin Laden determined to strike inside the U.S. Included in the memo. Bin Laden had wanted to conduct attacks inside the U.S. since 1997. Members of Al-Qaeda, including some U.S. Citizens, have resided in or traveled to the U.S. for years, and the group apparently maintains a support structure in the U.S. This was in the memo. A discussion of the arrest of Ahmad Rassam and the 1998 U.S. Embassy bombings in Africa. Uncorroborated information obtained in 1998 that Bin Laden wants to hijack airplanes to gain the release of a U.S.-held extremist like Sheikh Omar Abdul Rahman. Information acquired in May 2001 indicating Al-Qaeda is planning to infiltrate the U.S. from Canada and attack the U.S. using high explosives. FBI judgments about patterns of activity consistent with preparations for hijackings or other types of attacks. Information about flying airplanes into buildings. The fact that suspicious persons are casing financial centers, including the World Trade Center in New York. According to my senior correspondent, Bush would take all of 15 minutes to discuss this memo. And then, according to the New York Times, he took the rest of the day to go off to go fishing. He took the rest of the day off to go fishing.
Oh, we didn't know they were going to. Wow, how could we know they were going to attack the United States? Go back and read the title of the memo. Bin Laden determined to strike inside the U.S. Oh, damn, that's hard to understand.
All right, calm down. When we come back, what is being waged against John Kerry by a bunch of spineless animals based in Texas? Stick around, y'all. I'm just getting cranked. I'm Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dehydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
More and more people who are HIV positive are controlling the virus with medications and are living well. A new research study seeks to determine if certain drugs, still experimental, will improve HIV patients' immune systems enough to allow them to stop taking medication. I'm Dr. Kendall Smith, Chief of Immunology at the New York Weill Cornell Medical Center. Our 6-month research study tests low-dose daily interleukin-2 and an HIV vaccine with a treatment interruption. People who are taking HIV medications have undetectable HIV in the blood and have at least 400 T cells are eligible to take part. If you or someone you know may be eligible, I urge you to call about enrolling in the research study. 1-800-822-2694 or log on to our website, HIVHCVtrials.net. The toll-free number is 1-800-822-2694. And the website is HIVHCVtrials.net.
Your oldest has just turned driving age. Time to add them to your policy. So you get in your car, drive down to your insurance company. Hunt for a space, double park, get a parking ticket, get in a fight with the meter maid, get thrown in jail, meet a guy named Wally. Wait a minute. This is just a bad dream. You've got GEICO. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can do all that car insurance stuff online. Oh, that was a close one.
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO. Online at geico.com.
The peak of allergy season, ragweed.
Yeah, pollen, the best time to make them suffer.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of Once Daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects alone may include headache, cold, or backache.
Allegra takes the joy out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take Once Daily long-lasting Allegra. The relief goes on.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hey, Steve?
Yeah?
I'm taking Nicorette like you said, but right now, I really need a cigarette. And according to my schedule, I'm not supposed to take another piece for 2 hours. So, what should I do? And don't tell me to tough it out, because it's not going to be pretty.
Take an extra piece?
Good idea.
When a really tough craving hits, just take an extra piece of Nicorette. As soon as you bite down, it delivers the medicine you need. Nicorette helps you quit one craving at a time. Use as directed. Follow dosing schedule. Individual results may vary. Support program can improve success rate.
The hour. We're at 866-303-2270. And if I didn't say it tonight, anybody of the Republican persuasion or conservatives, right-wingers, you're welcome to call the program. It's not exclusively for the use of liberals, progressives, and people with their minds in proper working order. What the hell, we had Carl Childers called in, old sling blade. So if you are a Republican, if you are a conservative, and you'd like to take your best shot, we welcome you. Believe it or not, I'll just leave it at that, okay? the way this started, this topic on Kerry, I got an email from Elaine today who said, or yesterday, "Hi, Mike, what do you think of the ad put out against Kerry? I don't know why they don't give up. Here is Bush with no record of serving, and Kerry, who is a bona fide hero, and they," she's referring to these right-wing thugs, "think that the American people are so stupid that if they say he lied about his service record often enough, we will start believing them. What a pathetic group these Republicans are." The problem here, Elaine, is that, the theory of the big lie is if you repeat something enough times and you have a big enough echo chamber, eventually a certain percentage of the population, any population, will start to believe the lie. Now, this is what the Republicans count on. This is why they went, how they went after Bill Clinton, repeating the same series of 5 or 6 lies over and over and over and over again. This is what Republicans do. This is what the echo chamber that is right-wing talk radio and right-wing media, which is 94.6% of all media in this country, this is what they do. So the problem here, Elaine, is nobody can stop these punk asses because free speech, I can say anything I want. And as the Federal Trade Commission has ruled, in political speech, you can lie. And you can't be held responsible for the lie. You can lie in commercials. You can lie in your statements. It doesn't make any difference. You know, we can sit here and say that George W. Bush likes to molest young boys. And nobody can do anything to me if I start saying that. I can put out a newsletter that says it. I could get it on CNN, Fox, MSNBC. George Bush is a child molester. And there's nothing they can do about it. Now, Democrats don't do that. For some reason, we don't do that. We try to do things as close to the rules as possible. And I guess that's a good thing. But this group of Vietnam vets who have bought television time in three swing states for this advertisement that accuses Kerry of lying about his war record, including the circumstances surrounding his winning those medals, betraying his comrades by later opposing the war. These dumb bastards don't understand that Kerry and the millions of Americans who opposed that war saved lives. We didn't betray the people in uniform. We got them the hell out of there as best we could. We saved lives. That was the longest war the United States of America had ever been involved in. We'd still be fighting it. These freaks still are. So they take a man's war record, as misguided and sick and vile and filthy as that war was, he still built up a war record. He was there serving his country, as misguided as the country was. But the record stands, and nothing that these weasels can say will remove it. One of the veterans, some punk named Larry Thurlow, said, "When the chips were down, you couldn't count on John Kerry." Wouldn't you like to get one of these old farts and just I don't know, do what to him? Something painful. Robert Elder, another one of these punks, says John Kerry's no war hero. John Kerry can't be trusted. This really infuriates me, because I watched what they did, what this lily-livered punk here in Georgia, who's now a Senator Saxby Chambliss, the kind of campaign he ran against Max Cleland, who left two legs and an arm in Vietnam. And this pasty-faced, white-haired freak Saxby Chambliss here in Georgia, who's now the junior senator, turned Max Cleland's war record against him. Of course, I live in Georgia, so what the hell do you expect, you know? The Kerry campaign obviously denounce this group. What can John Kerry say? If he stands out there and says, you know, these SOBs are liars, they're filth, they're scum, you know, then Fox News and CNN and MSNBC can pick up on those comments and say, well, now, this guy doesn't have the presence of mind to be a commander, to be a chief, to be a president. Look, he lost it the other day. Look, look, see? So what can Kerry do? Nothing. Well, by damn, I can do something about it, and so can Randy Rhodes, and so can other people on this network, and so do people of good conscience can say that these punk asses that put together this ad are just that. Swift boat veterans for truth. How desperate is the Bush campaign that they allow these kind of vermin to come swizzling out of the woodwork to put this kind of crap out there? Attacking, you know, easy, Malloy. When you look at Bush's record, a cowardly deserter who was cashiered out of the military, a dishonorable discharge, and then his cohorts try to paint somebody who was in combat, who got wounded, who saved lives, as not deserving. The nerve of these people. The nerve of these people. Now, this group, Swift Boat Veterans for Truth, held a news conference in D.C. this spring. to make all these accusations. Now, get this. Tax documents show that from April to June, this group of vermin collected $158,000 from 11 people. $100,000 of that, about 70%, came from some punk named Bob Perry, a Houston developer and a major contributor to Republican campaigns. Now, I'll tell you what CNN has to say about this vermin Perry when we come back. Oh, I am just so angry tonight. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? I haven't? Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Advance presents today's lawn care tip. Are insects causing problems with your lawn this season? If you notice dying grass that lifts up easily, the problem may be white grubs. If you see arcs or circles of dead brown grass, you may have an infestation of armyworms. Thinning, torn up, and dried out grass could be caused by mole crickets. It's important to find the problem and treat it before it's too late. This lawn care tip was brought to you by Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results. For more information, visit BayerAdvanced.com.
The European crane fly can devastate your lawn or be no problem at all. The choice is yours. Introducing the revolutionary Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. Only Complete combines the power of two unique chemistries to kill insects above and below the ground, including European crane fly larvae, for up to 3 months. Finally, one product truly does it all, and nothing works better, guaranteed. Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results. Available at Lowe's and other garden retailers.
Urgent news for people who have taken the acne drug Accutane. Accutane was promoted as a safe way to treat severe acne. 100% of Accutane users will experience adverse side effects if you or your child has experienced liver, kidney, or pancreatic damage, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, birth defects, muscular skeletal injuries, psychiatric or cardiovascular problems. Call the Accutane Litigation Group at 1-866-422-2843 to see if you may be entitled to compensation. 1-866-4-ACU-HELP. Now.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
I was cheering when Amanda took her first steps the other day, but ever since, I've been running after her in a permanently bent over position, and now my back is really hurting.
What should you take for back pain? Truth is, doctors recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain.
Every day she's going to get a little faster, and I'll be right behind her. Amanda, here we go again.
Talk to your doctor. For back pain relief, advance to Advil Relief.
I was scared to death signing a lease, I'll tell you that.
Who's going to help us do this? Realtor. It's like we have to have a trained professional that's going to go out and look for exactly what we want.
Whether you pay utilities or whether you don't.
If I were looking for another property, I wouldn't do it without a commercial realtor. I don't have the expertise.
When you're ready to lease or buy a commercial property, ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
I could just turn it over to her and that it would be done and be done correctly.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
I was blown away at the ease and the simplicity of this product.
Windy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
The fact that the instructions were so well written and that the night guard is so well made. Within 10 minutes, I had a night guard that fitted perfectly to my teeth. It was like a dream to me.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
Air America's Unfiltered. Liz Winstead, Chuck D., and Rachel Maddow.
Halliburton says no.
You should just pay for as much food as we decided to buy, instead of the agreed-upon as many meals as people ate.
We'll pay you for the meals you serve. That seems reasonable. Halliburton says, no, no, no. You pay us for as many meals as we want to make, and we'll decide how many to make. Well, you know, this whole idea, we're going to run the country like a business. George W. Bush is going to be the CEO of this country. Well, you know what? This company sucks.
Unfiltered on Air America Radio.
Seven before the hour, Malloy here on Air America Radio. All right, so this group of weasels, pond scum, vermin. This is family radio, or you know, I could get real funky with what I consider them to be. But the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth. If ever there was a misnomer, is that not it? The Republicans know how to do nothing but lie, slander. It goes back to 1994 and Newt Gingrich telling Republicans, giving them word lists, phrase lists, how to utterly destroy America's faith in our system of electing representatives, whether they be Senate members of the Senate or the House. It's really disgusting. So here, all these years later, 10 years later, and these tangential groups have taken what Newt Gingrich said to a entirely different level. Now they will take somebody's combat record and distort it. I wonder how these punks sleep at night. I have to wonder that. I have to wonder it. Anyway, the guy who's really behind this is a weasel named Bob J. Perry from Houston, Texas. He is a developer, whatever the hell that means, another despoiler of, Houston. Number one, Houston is the fattest city in America in terms of its residents. It's also the most polluted. It's also the stinkiest, hottest, most humid. Why am I going off on Houston? Anyway, that's where this guy lives. A wealthy Texan. CNN calls him a wealthy Texan and prolific Republican donor. He is the one who's donated $100,000. And what they've collected in April or June is $158,000. So about 70% has come from this weasel. $100,000. Now Perry has a history. Last year, he makes something called, or he has a company called Perry Homes. If you live in the Houston area, do you live in a Perry home? You do? Shame on you. This is a guy who wants to destroy America. He's an America hater. He's a coward. He's a liar. He's a thug and a punk. And he wants to destroy America. So if you're living in a Perry home tonight, be ashamed of yourself. Be ashamed of yourself. Now, this group, Swift Boat Veterans for Truth, bought a bunch of airtime for the 60-second ad, The Lie, to air in Wisconsin, Ohio, and West Virginia. Why those states? Well, because they're battleground states, that's why. Now, this is just like the effort back in 2000 that helped drive Bush's then-rival John McCain right out of the presidential race. Remember what the lying bastards did to McCain. Remember what they did to McCain. They suggested he was crazy, right? That how long was he in the prisoner camp, Kathy? 5 years, 6 years? That he had come back totally insane, and America didn't want an insane man. And then they started the rumor that he had... listen, psst, hey, John McCain has a Negro child. Yeah, a Negro child. And then they said, you know, his wife is a junkie, huh? So that's why, you know, when McCain now, when he talks about, hey, stop running these ads. I'm a Vietnam vet. Kerry's a Vietnam vet. Hey, stop. You know, screw you, McCain, you little weasel. You're another one. If you want them to stop running the ad, then we'll go over to your buddy, the guy whose ass you're kicking out in Arizona, George W. Bush, and tell him you resign as his state reelection campaign committee chair. That's what you can do, John. Last year, Perry Holmes donated $10,000 to the Republican Governors Association. Perry has given, this is according to CNN, Perry has given at least $260,000 to Republican candidates and party committees. Yada, 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 yada. Where do these, what do these people, I mean, what is up with these people? Invariably, they're millionaires. Invariably, they work in an industry that has its good side and its bad side, and you can bet that they focus on the bad side. You know, developers who never met a patch of grass that they didn't want to pave over or a tree they didn't want to chop down. Why do these people hate the rest of us? Why do they hate America? What do they want? Everything? These are multimillionaires. They're troublemakers. They're punks. So they go after John Kerry. And if it wasn't John Kerry, it would be Dennis Kucinich. If it wasn't Dennis Kucinich, it would be John McCain. If it wasn't John McCain, it would be Abe Snake. Somebody they figure out to go after with their lies and their filth. People like this Kerry, or Perry, or whatever the hell his name is. Now, a key figure in this anti-Kerry campaign, Kerry's former commanding officer admitted today that he lied when he said the Democratic candidate did not deserve the Silver Star. Now this apparently is some slap-together book that these vermin have put out. So now Lieutenant Commander George Elliott says he made a terrible mistake in signing an affidavit that suggests Kerry did not deserve the Silver Star. That's one of the main allegations in this book, Unfit for Command, which questions Kerry's fitness to be president, put out by these scum, these skunks, these pond scum, these weasels. The book's being promoted on the usual nest of conservative websites, and web is a good word because it's filled with spiders and things that snap and bite and have fangs. Elliott is quoted as claiming Kerry lied about what occurred in Vietnam. For example, in connection with his Silver Star, I was never informed that he had simply shot a wounded fleeing Viet Cong in the back. Elliott now says that's not true, and he regrets signing the affidavit and feels Kerry deserved the Silver Star. He says, quote, "It was a terrible mistake for me to sign the affidavit with those words. I'm the one in trouble here." You bet. If you're a Christian, you're going to roast in hell, Mr. Elliott. Isn't there something about thou shalt not lie? All of you punks, all of you liars, the demons are waiting for you. And you're all going to die. Every one of you are going to die. Most of you are in your 60s. You're going to croak. You're going to die of prostate cancer and lung cancer and brain tumors and aneurysms and heart attacks. And then guess what's waiting for you in hell? Well, check your own religion. You know what's waiting for you. Snakes, scorpions, and spiders are going to chew on your nasty carcass throughout eternity because of the lies you're telling. That's what's going to happen. It's waiting. Listen, listen, Vietnam Veterans for Truth Against John Kerry. Listen. Shh, be real quiet. Listen. You hear that? Those are the voices of millions of souls in hell waiting for you. I hate liars. I hate them. I just hate them. Elliot, George Elliot, Lieutenant Commander George Elliot, Kerry's former commanding officer, now says, quote, "What I did in signing the statement was wrong. Terribly, terribly wrong. I'm sorry." No, no. No, no, Mr. Elliot. No, no. Sorry. The devil doesn't accept. I'm sorry. You know what's going to happen when you get to hell? Let me tell you. A lot of people know because they've listened to me on the air before. But I know because I've read the Inferno. I've read Il Paradiso. I've read Il Purgatorio. Not in the original Italian. But I know what happens. Let me tell you what happens to you liars that go to hell. The devil pinches off your heads and tosses it into a nest of demons that then use it for soccer balls. Punt, kick, punt, kick, punt, kick. They bend it like Beckham. So, you people who signed the unfit for command blurbs, you people who are telling your lies about John Kerry's war record, look, war is such a vile, vile enterprise. It's death and guts and destruction and blood and murder and hell and chaos. It's such a vile, vile enterprise that your ass is doomed if you lie about it. It is doomed. You are doomed. Am I getting through to you people tonight? You people who lie about John Kerry, you people who are saying, well, no, he really didn't do all those things, you know? He was a coward. He didn't deserve his medals. Beelzebub is waiting for you. Waiting for you. Now, to add insult to injury, these punks are planning a Kerry lied rally for September 12th in Washington, D.C. Kerry lied! No, Bush lied. And 1,000 Americans have died. And 30,000 Iraqis and Afghans have died. Bush, the giggling murderer, he's the one who lied. I don't like these people. I don't like sneaks. I don't like liars. And every single person who supports George Bush is one or the other. But these people who went to Nam, who did wear the uniform to come back 35 years later and do this to a fellow vet. How disgusting you people are, how beneath contempt you are, and I'm telling you, the devil's waiting for you. Now, of course, I don't believe any of that because I'm a full-blown, flat-out, dyed-in-the-wool atheist. I don't accept any of that crazy mythology, but you people do. And hell is what you construct. Just a little postscript to that story. Oakland County, Michigan, which is one of the collar counties around Detroit, a Republican commissioner there, L. Brooks Patterson. Mary Kirkwood emailed this to me. L. Brooks Patterson. And I'm going to give you his phone number. Have you got something to write with? I'll wait until we come back after this break. Because what I'm going to tell you, if it doesn't make you throw up blood... What? It'll get you very angry, what I got to tell you about L. Brooks Patterson, a Republican Oakland County, Michigan commissioner. I don't know. You might not believe it, but it's true. It's true. Stick around. I'm going to tell that to you coming back after this break, all right? Man, I feel like I need to go shower, and we've only been on the air 45 minutes. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Bayer Advance presents today's lawn care tip. Are insects causing problems with your lawn this season? If you notice dying grass that lifts up easily, the problem may be white grubs. If you see arcs or circles of dead brown grass, you may have an infestation of armyworms. Thinning, torn up, and dried out grass could be caused by mole crickets. It's important to find the problem and treat it before it's too late. This lawn care tip was brought to you by Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. Bayer Advanced, better thinking, better results. For more information, visit BayerAdvanced.com.
The European crane fly can devastate your lawn or be no problem at all. The choice is yours. Introducing the revolutionary Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. Only Complete combines the power of two unique chemistries to kill insects above and below the ground, including European crane fly larvae, for up to 3 months. Finally, one product truly does it all, and nothing works better, guaranteed. Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results. Available at Lowe's and other garden retailers.
Urgent news for people who have taken the acne drug Accutane. Accutane was promoted as a safe way to treat severe acne. 100% of Accutane users will experience adverse side effects if you or your child has experienced liver, kidney, or pancreatic damage, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, birth defects, musculoskeletal injuries, psychiatric or cardiovascular problems. Call the Accutane Litigation Group at 1-866-422-2843 to see if you may be entitled to compensation. 1-866-4-ACU-HELP. Now.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
I was cheering when Amanda took her first steps the other day, but ever since, I've been running after her in a permanently bent over position, and now my back is really hurting.
What should you take for back pain? Truth is, doctors recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain.
Every day she's gonna get a little faster, and I'll be right behind her. Amanda! Here we go again.
Talk to your doctor. For back pain relief, advance to Advil Relief.
I was scared to death signing a lease, I'll tell you that.
Who's going to help us do this? Realtor. It's like we have to have a trained professional that's going to go out and look for exactly what we want.
Whether you pay utilities or whether you don't.
If I were looking for another property, I wouldn't do it without a commercial realtor. I don't have the expertise.
When you're ready to lease or buy a commercial property, ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
I could just turn it over to her and that it would be done and be done correctly.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
I was blown away at the ease and the simplicity of this product.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
The fact that the instructions were so well written and that the night guard is so well made. Within 10 minutes, I had a night guard that fitted perfectly to my teeth. It was like a dream to me.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I'm proud that over a million of my 8-pound Orrick XL vacuums are used around the world. What makes me really proud is that the Orrick XL upright is built in the good old USA. I'm proud of my American workers and my built-to-last American quality. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. If someone tries to tell you that American products are second best, they obviously haven't tried my Oric XL.
The most important lesson that I learned in Vietnam is that you cannot confront a guerrilla war with conventional forces.
No, that's perhaps the most important lesson I learned in Vietnam. Can you? You know, and there's no swift boat veterans against Bush, right? God. All right, very quickly. Oakland County is one of the collar counties in Detroit, and a Republican commissioner up there, L. Brooks Patterson. You got something to write with? Because I'm going to give you his phone number. L. Brooks Patterson has issued a statement that Oakland County will not participate in lowering the flag when a Michigan soldier is killed in combat in Iraq or Afghanistan. Why? Patterson claims that this practice results in reduced support for the war. Now, see, right here is where I have to stop and take a deep breath. Republican L. Brooks Patterson, Oakland County Commissioner, has issued a statement that Oakland County will not participate in lowering the flag when a Michigan soldier is killed in combat in Iraq or Afghanistan because Mr. Patterson says this results in reduced support for the war. Now, if your family in Oakland County that has a son or a daughter in these murderous combat zones that were created by George W. Bush in order to satisfy his lust and his greed, how do you feel, huh? If you are not a resident of Oakland County and you do not have a son or a daughter in these combat zones, I'd stick my head over here by the window and I hear things smashing all over the country. I can hear it. I can hear some of you shrieking. I can hear furniture breaking. I can hear dishes smashing up against the wall. This must have affected you the way it affected me. All right, here's his phone number. In case Monday you might want to call Mr. Brooks Patterson and tell him how you think. Where it concerns his directive that flags will not be lowered when a Michigan soldier, boy or girl, is killed in combat in Iraq or Afghanistan because this makes people not support the war. Here's his phone number, 248-858-0484. Now, don't email me and ask me for it, okay? I'll give it to you again. 248-858-0484. Oakland County Commissioner L. Brooks Patterson, Republican. One more time, 248-858-0484. You might want to call him Monday and say,
"Hi, Mr. Patterson. My name is Abe Snake, and, you know, I really agree with you. I think these bodies coming home in the boxes should be kept out of everybody's sight because, you know, then people won't support the war, and, you know, it'll be all this whiny-ass stuff about taps playing and 21-gun salutes, and that's not good for America, Mr. Patterson. So, you know, I agree with you, huh? Yeah! Bring him home in a box and stuff him in a hole and don't let anybody know about it. Yeah, I agree with you, Mr. Patterson. You know, and that doesn't come out of my mind, Mr. Patterson. That comes from Mr. Rumsfeld and Mr. Cheney and Mr. Rove and Mr. Bush. And by the way, Mr. Patterson, my name is Beelzebub, and I'm waiting to pinch your head off too, dude.
It's awful. Mary Kirkwood said this to me, and she has done her damnedest to get this turned around. She's written a letter. I'm not going to bore you with the letter. But in the email she sent me, please contact Mr. Patterson and urge him to revise his decision. This is not an act that reflects the full and vibrant spirit of Michigan. More importantly, it does not express to the parents, wives, or children of those lost our recognition and gratitude for their gift to us. L. Brooks Patterson, Republican. Speaking of Michigan, Don is calling from Michigan. Don, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, great to hear your voice again, Mike.
Yeah, well, thank you. Great to hear yours.
I feel alive and regenerated. I mean, 4 months I have been almost like in a cocoon just because I haven't been able to hear you.
It's alive! Well, that's right. Good, Don. I'm glad you feel alive.
Right.
Good.
A couple comments on your recent comments about Brooks Patterson.
Yeah?
One, he is not a county commissioner. He is the county executive.
Okay, my bad.
Okay. And two, as of this morning, according to the Detroit Free Press, he has reversed his decision and will allow them to fly half mast.
I still think he ought to get some phone calls telling him what a wonderful idea it was to begin with not to honor Michigan's boys and girls who go die for the Republican Party.
Well, he claimed that Governor Granholm's order was politicizing the war, but apparently a veteran of both Vietnam and Korea from Pontiac here went in and saw him this morning and said, "What's the, you know, we fly half mast when admirals dies. What about privates?"
Yeah.
And Brooks said, "Okay, we'll do it."
Was the guy armed when he went into Patterson's office?
No. He's actually, this is the person who went in to see him is rather conservative, but.
Well, I'm going to call L. See, what I'm going to do, Don, I'm going to call L. Brooks Patterson on Monday, and if anybody else wants to, whoever's listening to this program wrote down the phone number, has his phone number, and maybe then. No, if I were a normal human being, which I'm not, I would say, okay, well, let's all call up Mr. Patterson and thank him for changing his mind. But see, I don't believe in that kind of. I'm not a priest. I'm not a rabbi. I'm not an imam. I don't give absolution. It's almost impossible for me to forgive certain acts. I don't care how contrite somebody. You know, don't be a dumbass to begin with. That's my philosophy, right?
The ironic thing is in this neck of the woods here, as far as Republicans go, Brooks is one of the good guys.
I mean,
that's how bad some of the other ones are around.
Don, there's no such thing as a good Republican politician.
I agree.
They're all worms. They're vile. They're maggots. I hate them.
Yeah, I mean, see, Brooks has a history. I mean, he rode the school bus, the big busing case that Pontiac had. He was the attorney for the anti-busing groups, and then defeated the incumbent. Democrat prosecutor via the school bus, and then.
Well, I just hope he gets a lot of phone calls Monday. Hey, Don, we got to go. Thank you, sir.
I'm so glad to hear you again, though, Mike.
I'm glad to hear you too. Hope you're going to call again. Take care. All right. You have a nice evening. Your call's next. Stay with us. Wayne, also from Michigan, has some good news to share with us. So stick around, folks. We have two more hours to go, unless you live in New York. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Central Monday on Lifetime.
They'll never have a normal life.
Two very special children.
Stephen hasn't spoken a word, and Philip merely repeats what others say to him.
One extraordinary mother.
They have such remarkable talent.
Countless reasons to believe. Golden Globe winner Mary Louise Parker and Aidan Quinn star in an original movie inspired by a true story about the winner in all of us. Miracle Run, premiering at 9, 8 Central Monday, only on Lifetime.
The Radio Shack Dictionary of Gizmos. Today's definition, the long life doodad, as described by Vanessa Williams.
It's the gizmo that can keep your smoke alarms working longer. Because climbing up to replace those things isn't exactly fun.
So at Radio Shack, when you ask for
those long life doodads,
we'll show you our lithium 9-volt smoke alarm battery. And you'll get peace of mind knowing it'll last up to 10 years. So come in for easy answers to all your electronic accessory needs.
I'll take a long life doodad over a short life doodad every time.
Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. The economy makes a U-turn. John Kerry says instead of turning the corner, the economy may be making a U-turn. He says July's anemic job growth is proof the president is wrong in claiming the economy's turned a corner. The creation of only 32,000 jobs last month, the smallest since December, and it came as the government also revised down the June numbers. In a brief statement, Kerry says just because the president says the corner's being turned doesn't make it so. Kerry says the corner won't be turned till the nation has a president who acts to fix the problems. The latest unemployment report prompted another sell-off on Wall Street. The Labor Department says the economy added a paltry 32,000 jobs in July. That was well below the 200,000 plus they'd been expecting. The results, the smallest gain in hiring since the end of last year, following a revised gain of only 78,000 in June, less than previously reported. Payrolls in May also revised down to show a gain of 208,000. That slowdown in payroll growth, a potentially troubling sign that the difficulties in the economy may be spreading. The government also reports the unemployment rate dipped a notch to 5.5% from 5.6%. That's the lowest jobless rate since October 2001. George W. Bush hailed that drop, saying the numbers show the economy is changing. At a campaign picnic in New Hampshire, Bush told backers the figures make clear the economy is continuing to move forward, but he admitted we've got more to do. The military says about 300 militants died in 2 days of battles between an Iraqi Shiite clerics fighters and U.S. and allied forces in Najaf in Iraq. U.S. officials say two Marines and an American soldier were killed yesterday. The battle with Muqtada al-Sadr supporters has ended a series of truces that had halted a widespread rebellion 2 months ago. A spokesman for the Marines says the heavy fighting in Najaf killed about 300 anti-Iraqi forces. U.S. warplanes and helicopters have attacked suspected militia positions there. Iraqi officials say the fighting in other areas in Iraq has killed dozens more. Iraqi Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr is saying, quote, America is the greatest of Satans. In his sermon, he blamed the U.S. for all of the violence sweeping Iraq, including abductions of foreigners and a series of attacks on churches back on Sunday. The Lebanese National News Agency reporting today four truck drivers have been taken hostage in Iraq. The agency says the Lebanese drivers and their trucks were seized between Baghdad and the western town of Ramadi. It's not clear when they were kidnapped. Other Lebanese have been kidnapped and released in Iraq this year, sometimes after the payment of ransom. At least one Lebanese hostage was killed. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Former Nesquik powder users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
My son's only three, and he loves Ovaltine. His eyes aren't even open in the morning, and that's what he asks for. If I'm going to give him a chocolate drink, I'd prefer Ovaltine because of its nutritional value. It's got more than Nesquik. Ovaltine's a necessity on my grocery list, right next to milk. When we're shopping, my son even picks out the Ovaltine can.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Investors don't have to make a choice between service and low price.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation on low-cost investing.
It has been my pursuit since the very earliest of days to try to lower the cost of investing for every individual investor out there.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
By driving down the cost and making it easier for people to get a variety of services that make them a better investor, that's what this company is all about.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Your oldest has just turned driving age. Time to add them to your policy. So you get in your car, drive down to your insurance company. Hunt for a space, double park, get a parking ticket, get in a fight with the meter maid, get thrown in jail, meet a guy named Wally. Wait a minute. This is just a bad dream. You've got Geico. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can do all that car insurance stuff online. Oh, that was a close one.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. Online at geico.com.
The peak of allergy season, ragweed.
Yeah, pollen, the best time to make them suffer.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of Once Daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects are low and may include headache, cold, or backache.
Allegra takes the joy out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take Once Daily long-lasting Allegra. The relief goes on.
Hi, I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
And I'm Mike Papantonio. Are you safer now in a passenger plane than you were 3 years ago?
As a favor to their pals in the cargo companies and the airline companies, the Bush administration is not even requiring screening of the cargo that is right underneath your seat.
The Bush administration's business buddies are cutting corners on cargo screening and putting us all in danger. Find out about it Saturday morning with Bobby Kennedy and me, Mike Papantonio, on Ring of Fire.
Thank you.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's about 6:30 past the hour. You're listening to Air America Radio. My name is Mike Malloy. Thank you for joining us. The phone number here, if you'd like to check in, 866-303-2270. Write it down. 866-303-2270. Now, Wayne, also from Michigan, is calling. He has some good news to share with us. What's the good news, Wayne?
That's right, Mike. I won the primary.
Ah!
All I have to do is beat out that Republican thug that's in charge of the township in November.
All right, now you were running. I'm sorry, Wayne. You were running for what office?
I was running for township supervisor.
Oh, that's right, township supervisor. This
yep.
is and you won the primary.
Right.
And now you have to whip some Republican butt.
That's right. And strange thing happened to me. I just got a notice from the township that my property taxes went up by 500%. Isn't that strange?
Wait till you wake up tomorrow morning and find a severed horse's head in your bed.
That wouldn't surprise me. Boy, they play dirty up here, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dirty. Oh, by the way, one of them guys that was in that ad against Kerry,
yeah.
His son was on the radio. It was either on Talk Left or on Air America yesterday. And you know who's behind that ad?
Some guy named Perry down in Texas.
Carl Rove, too.
Oh, well, yeah. Well,
that
sure.
He said his dad, who was in the ad, was nothing but an alcoholic, but he was a good friend of Carl Rove, and Carl Rove had called him and asked him to do the ad.
Huh. I'll be darned. Alcoholics. Well, you know, I have a warm spot in my heart for recovering alcoholics. I have no use for people who abuse, you know, alcohol, reefer. I don't care what the drug is. If you can't handle it, don't do it. You know what I'm saying?
They asked him, you know, what he thought of Carl Rove. He's, oh, he's a nice guy. He sends us stuff. Oh, I can imagine.
He sends us stuff?
Yeah. I don't know what he sends him, but.
Yeah.
But he was on one of them yesterday, and it was pretty interesting.
Yeah. Well, I missed it. I'm not doing a lot lately except trying to help Kathy with a new baby. But I need to start listening to Air America Radio a little bit more. Otherwise, I'm going to miss out on some of this good stuff on Randy's show and Janine's show and Al Franken's show. Yeah. The morning. What is it? Morning Sedition.
Yeah.
All, you know, I'm just Liz. Now the Morning Sedition I sleep through because we don't go to sleep till about 3 o'clock. Hey, listen, Wayne, keep us posted. Whip this guy's butt and change the system. Okay.
That's right. I'll do it.
All right, Wayne. Thanks for
I'll
checking in.
I'll let you know if I beat him.
All right. I'm sure you will. I'll beat him. Thank
well,
you.
I'll do it.
All right, sir. You have a nice
All
evening.
Right. You have a good one.
Yeah. Thanks. Take care. Joel is calling from Florida. Joel, welcome to the program.
Yes. Mike Malloy, God love you. I have to say that even though, as you mentioned about atheism, I'm the same persuasion, but it just sounds, I feel it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, if you feel,
I'm back. Can I give an endorsement of your show? I just feel so, I'm overwhelmed that it's like, three nights. I'm on the second night in three nights.
Yeah,
and,
go ahead.
I mean, to my fellow Americans, what a great show this is.
Sure, go ahead.
Unbelievable, my fellow Americans.
Yeah, well, just remember, Joel.
Now look, Joel. I'm not going to try to take advantage.
Jeez.
Mike, can I? This is a serious show. I know.
Yeah.
When you say something, how many Yankee stadiums are listening? Assuming 70,000 people in Yankee Stadium.
The 150.
Oh, no. All right, that's it. I have to be serious then. Okay. What I wanted to say is like, I want to compare.
Ding dong.
Like, I really think, you know, it's.
Hello?
It's bad what the Republicans do, I mean, when they deceive.
Right.
But this thing with the boats, the Vietnam Swift boats,
yeah.
It could be chicken feed.
Yeah, yeah.
Compared to what other things that they do.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, with that, I just want to say, look, as far as I would like to make a comparison because you mentioned about big lies.
Yeah.
Right now there are big lies and then there are bigger lies.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think I would like to make the comparison okay, with something I read recently about Houdini and how he created illusions.
Oh, geez, this isn't real long, is it, Joel?
All right, I'll make it fast as I can.
Make it as short as you can, too, okay? All right.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
The idea is to have you see what Houdini did for the disappearing elephant.
Okay, you're going too long.
Too long already?
Okay, tighten up.
Media.
Tighten up, Joel.
That's your public relations campaign. And am I still on?
Yeah, you're still on.
Okay.
But not for much longer. Tighten up, Joel. Tighten up.
You have your smoke and mirrors. You make the elephant disappear. I know you like the elephant disappearing.
I love it.
And everybody's ready for it because they've been reading it in the ads. And then you go ahead and you create your illusion. That's your covert action a la Northwood type of thing.
All right, that works. Joel, thanks. That works for me. Remember, pal, if you feel, you're healed, okay? That's cool. Thanks, Joel. I love Joel. I think Joel's great, man. Joel's my man. He's my man. Chickens and elephants, man. He's my man. He's disappearing elephants. Think about that for a second, all right? This is my man. This is Joel. This is Joel down in Florida, right? Right? I love him. Thanks, Joel. Thanks for checking in. You're a good man, Joel. Even when you used to live in Brooklyn, you were a good man then, you're a good man now. I love him. I love Joel. Mitch, speaking of Brooklyn, Mitch is calling from Brooklyn. Hey, Mitch.
Hey, hi.
Hey, how you doing, Mitch?
How you doing?
I'm fine, sir.
Yeah, let me tell you. Yeah. I haven't heard you before.
Yeah?
Before tonight.
Yeah.
And I was actually just in the middle of somebody, but I got off.
Yeah.
And, well, actually, we didn't, but okay. Hey, hold on.
Sure.
Mikey, I wasn't lying, okay? This is Mitch from Brooklyn, and, you know, we don't lie here. Number one, you're very wrong.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, you're very wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, just let me get some water here.
Oh, my God.
Okay, no, it's all good. All right. Number one, you're wrong because you ain't from Brooklyn, so therefore you can't speak about horses' heads. You know that.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, really, okay. Number two, hell does exist.
Yeah, it does.
No,
it does.
No.
For people,
wait a minute.
Mitch. Hell exists for people who believe in it. I did. That's all I said.
I didn't believe until tonight. Let me tell you what happened, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So I finally dial a number and I get, it rings. Mikey, it doesn't ring on Randy. It used to, but it don't, okay? And with you, in 3 more days, it won't because you are on fire, man. You're excellent. All right. But, okay, so hell exists. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Okay? I ran out of Bex about an hour and a half ago.
Yeah?
I wanted to get another one, but I waited for you, so that was hell.
Yeah? Oh, I see. Okay.
So then I went to my wife, and I had one phone in the year.
Yeah.
I was talking to her.
Yeah.
And believe me, it's hell on her too, okay?
Yeah,
so
I got you.
It is a hell. It depends upon one's perception of it, obviously.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Now, I called you Dante's cousin for a reason because you made some references before.
Yeah.
Abandon hope, all ye who enter.
Yeah.
And by the way, you were good at that. That was excellent.
Yeah.
And as I'm watching you, the TV's muted. She's pissed off because she doesn't care about this stuff.
Right.
And I'm watching CNN, but I can't hear them.
Right.
Because Coward News Network was on. And on the bottom it says, Army recruitment up.
Army recruitment up?
I swear to you. And when you
know
before,
why, don't you? There's no jobs.
Can you imagine? Well, bingo, baby.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, the governor of that great state with L. Brooks Patterson, he said, we're not the flag police, so we can't control him.
Yeah, what a punk. What a punk. Hey, listen, we're starting to run out of time, Mitch. Go ahead. Put on it for me.
No, I just want to say, hey, hi, you know?
Oh, okay.
And, I want to congratulate you because I thought I was the only one out of my mind, but you're not better than me. Okay, I'm from Brooklyn, but you're as good as me, okay?
I'm totally crazy, okay?
No, I'm ask anybody who knows me. And I live in the world of Republicans.
Yeah, I know.
And they bumper stick over my stuff, Mike.
They do?
Yeah, but I know who it is, and I put it around their face.
Put some sugar in the gas tank.
No. It's all good.
All right, yeah.
All right. It's all good. You know, six men died today in Iraq.
I know. I try to not talk about it because if I talk about it, people won't support the war. You understand what I'm saying?
I guess that's a bad thing. 300 Iraqis died today.
I know.
But thank God, every woman was a terrorist.
Yeah, every one of them. I know.
Now, you know something?
Thank God, I heard that before.
Listen, yeah. Americans hate them, and we can hate other people like that because they're only sand people, so they're not worth a damn thing.
Yeah, okay, Mitch, I got to go. Mitch, I got to go.
Listen,
thank you, pal.
I want you to call me again. You're a good man. You take care.
Thanks, Mitch. Mm-hmm. You have a nice evening. See, what Mitch doesn't understand, look, I've got an Irish name, okay, Mike Malloy. But let me tell you something, Mitch. My maternal grandfather came over here from a town called Udena, Italy. His name was Angelo Dandico. Okay? So just because I have an Irish name, don't tell me I don't know from horses, severed heads, and beds. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy.
Who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza man.
Hey, you're not the pizza man. You're the cable guy again.
Price patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Presidential candidate.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice cream man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call American Satellite. 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get Total Choice Premier free for 4 months, a $360 value. 1-800-264-0071. Call now.
At $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Offer ends October 30th, 2004.
New customers only. Annual programming commitment required.
This invitation may change the way you look at life if you are dependent on glasses or contact lenses to see at a distance or for reading. Customized laser vision treatments that correct the unique imperfections in your vision 25 times more accurately than other methods are now available at New York Presbyterian Hospital, Weill Cornell Medical Center. Dr. Sandra Belmont, director of the cornea service at Cornell Medical College, provides the most advanced and precise FDA-approved wave scan-driven corrections to safely improve eyesight for people with problems reading and seeing at a distance, and help throw away your glasses and contact lenses. To see what you've been missing and learn more about wave scan-driven and no-touch laser vision procedures, call Dr. Belmont at 212-746-2020. That's 212-746-2020. Or visit us at www.cornelllaservision.com.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Ah! Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hey, Steve?
Yeah?
I'm taking a Nicorette like you said, but right now, I really need a cigarette. And according to my schedule, I'm not supposed to take another piece for 2 hours. So, what should I do? And don't tell me to tough it out, because it's not going to be pretty.
Take an extra piece?
Good idea.
When a really tough craving hits, just take an extra piece of Nicorette. As soon as you bite down, it delivers the medicine you need. Nicorette helps you quit one craving at a time. Use as directed. Follow dosing schedule. Individual results may vary. Support program can improve success rate.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
I was cheering when Amanda took her first steps the other day, but ever since, I've been running after her in a permanently bent over position, and now my back is really hurting.
What should you take for back pain? Truth is, doctors recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain.
Every day she's gonna get a little faster, and I'll be right behind her. Amanda, here we go again.
Talk to your doctor. For back pain relief, advance to Advil Relief.
Thank you. 22 past the hour. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. 866-303-2270 is the number. If you are a right-winger or a conservative or a Republican, you can call in. The confessional booth is open. You know, come on in. And we'll listen to your confession. And, you know, I'm not Catholic, but I know enough about Catholicism that I'll take care of these sins, the sin you're living in. You know, it really pisses me off. I mean, this mightily pisses me off. Here in Atlanta, they've started it now. These Roman Catholic church leaders saying that anyone, any politician who supports a woman's right to choose whether or not she wants to have an abortion, they're not going to get communion. But isn't it funny? It's all directed against Democrats. What about Schwarzenegger? He's a Catholic and he supports abortion on demand. What about George Pataki? He's the governor of New York. He's a Republican. He supports it. Right? Huh? Do you get the feeling? Yeah, of course you do. Okay, here's what should happen. The tax exempt status, and this is awful. This is awful because there are people in the Catholic Church who do tremendous good works. They really do. Socially responsible people who bust their asses trying to improve people's lives, not just in this country, but all over the planet. You know, when I hate religion, but I don't hate people who operate from an ethical point of view and say, well, I'm a Catholic or I'm a Jew or I'm a Hindu or I'm a Muslim and this is what I do. This is what I do. And I'm struggling to try to make life better for people. And I do it through my faith in Judaism. I do it through my faith in Islam. I do it through my faith in Christianity. God bless you, even though I don't believe in God. Bless you. Bless you. But the Catholic Church hierarchy saying, well, John Kerry, and they call it cooperating with evil. If that's a criterion for denying sacraments to the faithful, then for God's sake, in light of the revelations regarding child abuse by priests and how the church systematically concealed it and protected the offenders, well then, who is going to give the sacraments to these Catholic priests? Who? And besides, if you're a Catholic and you don't like what these archbishops are saying, hey, I got two words for you. Episcopal Church. Same thing, just without all the craziness, right? But here in Atlanta, the Archbishop here, John Donahue, is one of those who said he will deny communion based on a political stance on abortion. Damn you, Reverend! Damn you! Why don't you deny absolution to the priests in your own parishes in this city who have abused sexually molested children for decades? Why don't you do that? Then tell me about your moral stance. Ooh, how did I get off on that? Something about religion. I don't know. All right, very quickly, and then back to your phone calls. A Republican right now, I've been telling you about this story in Tennessee, another Republican psychopath. This guy is so far out there, it's just like, you know, he stepped off a time machine, or stepped out of a time machine. This is a guy who believes in eugenics, you know, that really wonderful theory that was batted about in this country around the turn of the 20th century and resulted in Hitler's attitudes towards Jews and Catholics and crippled people and gypsies, but mostly Jews, you know, run them into the gas chambers, butcher them, murder them. You know, that came from eugenics, which was an American idea to begin with, I believe. Don't do a Google on it and send me a bunch of emails saying, no, it started in Scandinavia in 1712. I don't care. It was an American idea around the turn of the 20th century, and look what happened. Well, here comes this guy, this thug, this punk, this monster, James Hart, Republican in Tennessee, the 8th District. And they had their primary win yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. And a Republican writing candidate, you know, freaked out and went, oh, my God, this guy who believes in eugenics, he believes in murdering people of color, he believes in death to the Jews, death to the gays, death to anybody who isn't pure white, a real sick, sick Republican. Is that redundant? I think it is. So this other Republican, some poor schmuck named Dennis Bertrand, decided to be a running candidate. Well, guess what? Guess what? You know it's coming, don't you, Truth Seeker? Of course you do. With 48% of the primary vote counted, the write-in candidate, the guy who's going, no, no, we can't have this thug out there. Yeah, he got 416 votes. The racist pig, 4,970. Or 92% of the vote. Hello, people in Middle Tennessee, you are going to hell, too. I'll just throw everybody into hell tonight, Kathy. You know, that'll work. Can you believe this? Of course you can. Now, I saw on one of the, a couple of the websites, well, you know, Malloy was busting up on Southerners the other night, you know, and he lives in the South, and, you know, you shouldn't bust up on people because of where they live or who they are or whatever. Oh, bat squeeze! Of course you bust up on them! They're monsters! What do? Say, oh, well, everybody has different points of view, and, you know, you believe in having sex with babies? Oh, okay, well, welcome into the fold. You believe in eugenics? Oh, well, good to meet you. Hey, sit down, let's have a beer and talk politics, okay? You're telling me that John Kerry was a coward? Oh, well, step right up, yeah? No, not me, not tonight, not next week, never, never. You don't like it? Tune out. I'm Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small.
Who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza Man.
Hey, you're not the Pizza Man. You're the cable guy again.
Price Patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Presidential candidate.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice Cream Man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza Man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call American Satellite. 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get Total Choice Premier free for 4 months, a $360 value. 1-800-264-0071. Call now.
Add $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Offer ends October 30th, 2004.
New customers only. Annual programming commitment required.
This invitation may change the way you look at life if you are dependent on glasses or contact lenses to see at a distance or for reading. Customized laser vision treatments that correct the unique imperfections in your vision 25 times more accurately than other methods are now available at New York Presbyterian Hospital, Weill Cornell Medical Center. Dr. Sandra Belmont, director of the cornea service at Cornell Medical College, provides the most advanced and precise FDA-approved wave scan-driven corrections to safely improve eyesight for people with problems reading and seeing at a distance, and help throw away your glasses and contact lenses. To see what you've been missing and learn more about wave scan-driven and no-touch laser vision procedures, call Dr. Belmont at 212-746-2020. That's 212-746-2020. Or visit us at www.cornelllaservision.com.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Ah! Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hey, Steve?
Yeah?
I'm taking Nicorette like you said, but right now, I really need a cigarette. And according to my schedule, I'm not supposed to take another piece for 2 hours. So, what should I do? And don't tell me to tough it out, because it's not going to be pretty.
Take an extra piece?
Good idea.
When a really tough craving hits, just take an extra piece of Nicorette. As soon as you bite down, it delivers the medicine you need. Nicorette helps you quit one craving at a time. Use as directed. Follow dosing schedule. Individual results may vary. Support program can improve success rate.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
I was cheering when Amanda took her first step the other day, but ever since, I've been running after her in a permanently bent-over position, and now my back is really hurting.
What should you take for back pain? Truth is, doctors recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain.
Every day she's gonna get a little faster, and I'll be right behind her. Amanda! Here we go again.
Talk to your doctor. For back pain relief, advance to Advil Relief.
Seven before the hour, Malloy here on Air America Radio. We're at 866-303-2270. I would love to hear from a Republican. Oh, come on. Come on. Call in, all right? There's no lines open right now, but keep dialing. Put it on your speed dial. That's a little button that, you know, it says redial, you know. Just hit it. 866-303-2270. So I guess I'm finished with this Tennessee story. Some of the stuff really, it just blows the brain cells, you know? I get into these rants, and it goes on for 5 or 6 minutes, and I kind of rely on Kathy to tap on the window here and say, Jesus, stop. And if she's feeding the baby like she was a few minutes ago, I keep going, and it just burns out, burns the synapses, just blows fuses, you know? So I don't know if I'm finished with this story or not, but this thug in Tennessee got 92% of the vote in the Republican primary. Oh, my God. Now, here's the good news. That's all the bad news. The good news is he will oppose Representative John Tanner, who's a Democrat who has represented the Northwest Tennessee district for 15 years. So you might say, well, nothing to worry about. And that may be the case. But anyway, the scumbag says that if he's elected, the eugenics dude, he will work toward keeping, quote, less favored races, quote, from reproducing. And you know, my senior correspondent who sent me the follow-up here, Chris out of Minnesota, he adds, and yet Bush can't figure out why, oh, why black, Latino, Arab, or Asian voters don't vote for the Republican Party. You know, George, I can't figure it out either. You know, I just can't. You'd think if they really wanted people of color and folks who are not white in the Republican Party, when a guy like this surfaces, Rove would call in one of those wet teams from the CIA and say, okay, here's the guy's picture, and here's where he lives, and, you know, if you're caught, the director will disavow that we know anything about this, but, you know, eliminate this bastard real quick, will you? Okay? See, that's what makes Rove a phony and actually kind of a pansy, you know? If Rove really was into power, he would do it differently. Rove's another one of these little weaselly cowards, you know? Okay, listen. Let's put together a group called Swift Boat Veterans for Truth. How's that? That's what we'll do. And we'll buy a bunch of TV time, and we'll put together these smarmy little commercials. Huh? Let's do that. See, if Rove was any kind of a man, you know, he would, you know what I'm saying. All right, one last item here, and then back to your phone calls. This might be Bush's August surprise. You've heard of October surprise. How about this? And Chris in Minnesota had to go all the way to the Kyoto News Service out of Japan to find this story. Now, you would think that this story would be the lead story on the nightly news tonight, but it wasn't. Here's the story. We, the United States, we are going to ship plutonium to France across the Atlantic Ocean with no armed escort. Okay, now why are we doing that? This is plutonium that we have bought, I guess, from the Russians so that it doesn't fall into the hands of terrorists and be used to make atomic bombs. Now, this is, I don't know that Clinton started this program. I doubt it. It might have been started by Pappy Bush. I don't know who started the program, but Clinton made damn sure that it was funded. The first thing the Bush crime family did was defund it completely. So here we are. The U.S. government plans to ship weapons-grade plutonium from disassembled Russian nuclear arms from the U.S. to France, for reprocessing. And these vessels will not be escorted by warships. That's according to U.S. Energy Department documents obtained by Kyoto News yesterday. Anti-nuclear groups have expressed opposition and concern that the two vessels transporting 140 kilograms of high-purity plutonium across the Atlantic Ocean could be targeted by terrorists. Huh? What the hell is the U.S. Navy doing right now? Huh? What are we doing? Where's our Navy? Don't we have the largest navy in the history of the solar system? Where is it? Why can't we dispatch a couple of destroyers to escort these two ships? This powdered plutonium kept at Los Alamos National Laboratory in New Mexico will be shipped from Charles. See, I've got all the information. Hello, are you a terrorist? Are you listening to Malloy's program? Do you read the Kyoto News Agency's dispatches? Hello, listen up. Here we go. It will be shipped from the Charleston Naval Complex in South Carolina to France. The reprocessed fuel will be shipped back to the United States. Hey, you get two shots at it. The two ships will guard each other during the voyage across the Atlantic, but will not be escorted by warships, according to the Energy Department plan. The lack of military escort has raised concerns the ships could be hijacked. The Energy Department, under the astute and firm leadership of this jerk Spencer Abraham, though, he says, the method of mutual protection. You know, we have guys on both of these ships, Malloy, and they've got high-powered water cannons. And if anybody comes near, we'll water cannon them, you know. We got enough on these two cargo ships. We have got defense capability. An atomic bomb can be manufactured with 4 to 5 kilograms of plutonium. These boats will carry 140 kilograms. Real quick, click, click, blah, 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 blah. Oh, that's enough for 30 nuclear weapons. Oh, my goodness. Well, do you see the scenario? Here we go. The ships are halfway across the Atlantic. All of a sudden, terrorists show up. Huh? Terrorists show up from somewhere. God, I don't know. They're just, there they are. They're about to board these boats and steal the plutonium. So what? What do we do now? Well, we bring in the U.S. Air Force. Thanks to George Bush's astute leadership. Look, nuclear holocaust was avoided. And that means he should be elected, re-elected, elected to first, whatever. Huh? George Bush saved the world. Thank you. Oh, Jesus. Oh, let me go to church and handle the snakes. This is wonderful. George, you see how this works? You see how this works? 140 kilograms of weapons-grade plutonium going to float across the Atlantic Ocean unprotected.
Well, Mike, you just did an act of treason there because you let the terrorists know.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Who's up next? I'm sorry. I'm just ranting and raving here. All right. Susan in Santa Cruz has been holding on since God was a teenager. Susan, welcome to the program, Susan.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine.
I think you've got the Friday blues.
Me?
I don't know. I was so excited to call in and say hello to you tonight. And I wanted to tell you, you gave away my Santa Cruz Bureau chieftainship.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
To whom?
Huh?
To whom?
Oh, somebody who called in the other day. It was the last caller. I was trying to get in for hours, but I couldn't get in.
Well, then I'll be like Solomon, and I will cut the baby in half, or
well,
threaten
yes.
to cut the baby in half.
Well, just give us both the job. You know, I don't mind sharing. I'm good at sharing. I get an A.
Okay,
but
that'll
anyway,
work.
Yeah, hi. So I wanted to tell you, I mean, I didn't know. I was going to talk to you about converting the enemy because I have this so-called friend who's a Republican who wrote me the most incredible letter. You said you wanted to hear from a right-wing person. You want a paragraph?
Well, not really. I want them to call in. I want the right-wingers.
I want the Republicans.
I want the conservatives to call me.
Yeah, well, what I'm noticing is that the conservatives are in such a bubble. They don't want anybody to change their minds, except that I do have a friend who moved out to Colorado who kept telling me she was a Republican, so I asked her why.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, my father's a Republican.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, I keep finding that one's true over and over again, like Clinton says, when people don't want to think they're Republicans. So anyway, so I worked with her a bit just by asking her, you know, what is a Republican? And she didn't know. So I told her I wasn't going to think of her as a Republican until she could tell me what it was about.
Yeah.
I educated her a little bit, and I said, I don't really have any trouble with Republicans. It's what they've become that's
mm-hmm.
the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And surprisingly enough, she's in Colorado Springs. She's surrounded by it, and she's getting it. And she said she's not a Republican. She's not voting for George Bush. And it's really kind of neat. But
well, that's good. That's good, Susan. And I really honor and respect and appreciate people like you who can do that. I can't do it.
Well, that's what I'm wondering about. What do you want?
I want to beat them all bloody. That's what I want.
Yeah, but then what's the result of that?
Bloody Republicans.
Bloody. Well, is that like a bloody revolution?
No, thank God that the world does not turn on people like me. The world turns on people like you, okay?
Well, no. I can't do it.
I can't do it. I spent years, I said this the other night, I spent years trying to be that, you know, reach out, let me take your hand, fellow Republican. Here, come sit by the campfire and sing Kumbaya. Let's smoke a doobie. Let's do something to make peace. What I got was just more of the hate and the vitriol, and I give up, okay?
Yeah,
I rely on people like you, and America relies on people like you. I'm here just to stir up the waters. I'm a freak. I'm out of my mind. I'm insane. And I hate these people. I cannot relate to them. It's up to you. It's up to you, Susan.
Well, I'm taking the challenge.
Good girl.
Because I'm not going to be a wuss.
There you go.
And I take the challenge, but I want to tell you I love you.
Well, thank you.
You know, I love you, and I love Kathy, and I love that baby, and I hope you're not blowing a gut because you gave me
Listen, adrenaline is my middle name. We got to go. Thanks, Susan.
Okay, love you.
All right, take care. I appreciate it. All right, we'll be right back, and then George is checking in from Maryland. Stick around, y'all. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. What else?
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
I was cheering when Amanda took her first steps the other day, but ever since, I've been running after her in a permanently bent over position, and now my back is really hurting.
What should you take for back pain? Truth is, doctors recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain.
Every day she's gonna get a little faster, and I'll be right behind her. Amanda! Here we go again.
Talk to your doctor. For back pain relief, advance to Advil Relief.
Urgent news for people who have taken the acne drug Accutane. Accutane was promoted as a safe way to treat severe acne. 100% of Accutane users will experience adverse side effects. If you or your child has experienced liver, kidney, or pancreatic damage, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, birth defects, muscular skeletal injuries, psychiatric or cardiovascular problems, call the Accutane Litigation Group at 1-866-422-2843 to see if you may be entitled to compensation. 1-866-4-ACU-HELP. Now.
LendingTree.com presents How to Get Out from Under Debt. First, take an average guy.
Hello.
Then add some credit card debt, a car payment, and a student loan.
Ow.
To get out from under all this debt, get a debt consolidation loan from LendingTree.com, where banks compete and you choose the loan that's right for you. Call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com.
Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions may apply. See website for details.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D-batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
I was scared to death signing a lease, I tell you that.
Who's going to help us do this? Realtor. It's like we have to have a trained professional that's going to go out and look for exactly what we want.
Whether you pay utilities or whether you don't.
If I were looking for another property, I wouldn't do it without a commercial realtor. I don't have the expertise.
When you're ready to lease or buy a commercial property, ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
I could just turn it over to her and that it would be done correctly.
A message from your local state and national realtor associations.
The folks from OFF zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of OFF Deep Woods. OFF Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in OFF Deep Woods.
S.A. Johnson, a family company.
The ATM. Insert your card, enter your PIN number, get 420s and a handful of streptococci. Don't let germs interrupt your ATMing. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So use the ATM, but use Purell because you may withdraw a fistful of cold, hard E. coli. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
It's about 10 before the hour. Welcome back. Malloy here on Air America Radio. No, I know what Susan in Santa Cruz was saying, you know, about being a healer, reaching across the Great Divide. But, you know, I think you reach a point in your life, don't you? If you're trying to live an authentic life, you reach a point where you know what your limitations are. You know what you can do and what you can't do. And I can't do it. You know, maybe... Well, I was going to say maybe someday, but no, I am who I am. And I have been so poisoned by the Republican destruction of our political system, the Republican disrespect for this country, the Republican bigotry and prejudice and nastiness, the Republican greed. And I can't, you know, I can't do it. I'm like you. I'm one of 8 billion. And the only difference between me and you, I've got a microphone, but I can't. I can't do it. I just can't do it. These people have declared, you know, no quarter, no mercy, on liberals, progressives, Democrats, women, just on and on. God, pick your category of human being in the United States, and the Republicans have declared war on all of them. And then when you add into the mix this insane, mouth-breathing religious fundamentalism that these Republicans have adopted or I don't know. You know, it's unbelievable. It's outrageous. It guarantees they can't think. They won't think. You know, Jesus is going to make everything right. You know, you can't, wrong pronoun. I can't debate a religious nutcase. I can't do it. And everybody in the Republican Party that I've come across, whether it's on the phone or in person, on the street, they're all religious nutcases. That's what has happened. You know, when you live in a country where poll after poll after poll says, what, 60, 65, 71% don't believe in the theory of evolution. For God's sake, they believe in the talking snake theory of creation. When you live in that kind of society, what the hell are you supposed to do? Reach out? No. You arm yourself and build huge bunkers and lay in supplies of water and food. Or do talk radio. Make sure you've renewed your subscription to Mother Jones Magazine and just kick back and go, no, you people are crazy out there, man. You people are crazy. No, I'm serious. My favorite part of the New York Times is on Tuesday when the science section comes. Oh, my God, I love that section of the newspaper. I trip on that section of the newspaper, you know, except when they talk about cancer and stuff like that. But, when it's about the universe and, you know, they discovered another rock that's 6 billion years old. And, you know, I say to Kathy, how in the hell does 70% of America who might be reading this, how do they process that? Because they think the world is 5,000 years old. I was watching something on Discovery Channel the other night. All these people looking for Noah's Ark. Hello? Hey, dumbasses. That's mythology. Okay? Every religion has a diluvian part of the myth. You know, the floods came and Ochet Ra rose up above the waters. You know, these religious freaks that believe that Noah took two of everything. What? Two mosquitoes? Come on. Two E. coli bacteria? Two intestinal worms? An hour, I watched. This thing about looking on Mount Ararat in Turkey. You know, and the Turks are going, yeah, okay, well, you know, for the right fee, you guys can come look here all day. Hell, we don't care. You know, we're Muslim. What do we care? You know, and Noah's Ark? Yeah, oh, wait a minute. We're Muslim. Yeah, that's right. Noah's Ark. Go ahead. An hour I watch this, and I'm thinking, you know, at some point, John Stewart's face is going to appear, and he's going to say, ha-ha, fooled you, gotcha! Punked, sucker! Gotcha! But that didn't happen. You know, an hour of this.
Well, over here, look, here's a satellite photo that was taken. You see this line here and this line here? Well, that's the prow of a ship. You know, and the fact that it's 18,264 meters above ground, you know, what's a ship doing up on Mount Ararat?
Why, you jackasses, it's not a ship, it's rocks! That look like a ship. So, I'm sorry, another rant. I'm sorry, I get off on these tangents. I can't, you know, oh, that's right, you know... The idea of reaching, what, I'm going to reach out to people, like to the 70% of America who think I'm crazy? Because I actually believe that you can look into the Hubble, or you can look at images taken from the Hubble telescope, and scientists can say, you know, what you're seeing there is the light from something that happened 14 billion years ago. And it's just arriving here and into the lens of the Hubble telescope. So what you're seeing with the creation of these galaxies and everything, you're seeing events that occurred 14 billion years ago. You know, and I listen to that and I go, wow, damn, man, that makes me feel even more insignificant than I feel most of the time. But what does a Christian freak fundamentalist do?
No, that ain't true. That's communist crap. What do you mean 14 billion years ago?
So, you know, once again, I've in two programs here, I've pissed off the entire South, all Christians, really gotten to the Catholics tonight, the Protestant fundamentalists. No, I got on them the other night about the snake handling thing. You know, okay, I'm sorry. There goes 90% of my audience, right? This is why I've never been able to hold a job. But I believe it. I'm like George Bush. I say what I believe, and I believe what I say. We're about out of time for this segment. I'm sorry. Y'all can hold on. If I were you, I would just be really angry. You know, this guy just he gives a phone number. We call in, and he just goes on and on and on and on and on. I'm sorry. We're going to take some calls the entire next hour. Okay? You know, unless you're in New York City, in which case, goodbye. See you Monday. Too bad. But we're going to take some calls, and the main topic I want to address next hour, watch, this will make 90% of the audience leave, is the job growth thing falls off a cliff, right? 32,000 workers added to the Bay. You know what they didn't tell you on the news tonight? They did tell you that they were expecting 228,000 jobs created, only 32,000 were created. What they didn't tell you is that May and June increases were revised downward by a combined 61,000 jobs. This is what they do. Hey, we created 200,000 jobs this month. And then about 6 weeks later, they go, not really. If you're on hold, stick around. I swear to God I'm going to take your call when I come back. Okay, I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Kid, are you sure you want me to tattoo Air America Radio onto your forehead?
Yes, I do. Stop! Don't let this happen to you. Now you can let people know you're an Air America listener without painfully disfiguring yourself. Log on to AirAmericaRadio.com and click on our Get the Gear banner for t-shirts, hats, boxer shorts, barbecue aprons, and more.
Ow! What's that address again?
That's AirAmericaRadio.com. Wear the air.
Welcome to What's on My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D battery.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in windows.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Terry Sheridan. A surprisingly weak jobs report sent U.S. stocks falling to the lowest levels of the year. The Labor Department had expected 32,000 workers to be added to the payrolls in June. That was significantly lower than the 228,000 that economists had expected for last month. The Dow wound up dropping more than 147 points to 98.15. Meanwhile, the unemployment rate for July fell by 0.1% to 5.5% as administration's economic policies.
We're moving America forward and we're not turning back.
The president was in Washington, D.C., where he said he wishes he did not have to be the war president, but, quote, this is what came our way. Us must lead the world to a more peaceful tomorrow by spreading freedom and liberty. Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry unveiled his energy plan at a campaign stop outside Kansas City, Missouri today. His plan would provide $10 billion to help automakers retool to build high-tech, fuel-efficient vehicles and give consumers a tax credit of up to $5,000 as an incentive to buy them.
In the last few days, you've heard people in positions of leadership on the other side saying America has turned the corner. Well, it must have been a U-turn or else they're continually turning and they're going around in circles and ending up right back where they started from.
There are new allegations against suspected terrorist Babar Ahmed, who was recently arrested in Great Britain. U.S. Attorney Kevin O'Connor in New Haven, Connecticut, says investigators have seized a floppy disk from Ahmed that had classified plans about a U.S. naval battle group in the Straits of Hormuz in April of 2001, and also allegedly created, maintained, and operated numerous websites, including one in Connecticut, that federal prosecutors say tried to recruit people to fight enemies of Islam, including the United States. Officials in California are conducting their first statewide disaster drill since the September 11th attacks. The exercise includes a staged hijacking at San Francisco's airport, a bomb at the Oakland airport, a bomb at the Port of Los Angeles, and a train derailment in Ventura County. A hair salon in Pittsburgh hosted a scientific study for mercury poisoning conducted by Greenpeace. Residents gathered at Hair by Conroy and gave a small sample of their hair to be tested. Salon owner Tom Conroy was open to the idea of letting the group use the salon for testing and said the dirty energy industry and the Bush administration need to be stopped from polluting the air, water, and food. The tests focus on the growing concern over toxic levels of mercury in people's bodies and was created in reaction to a Bush administration proposal to weaken it decision that would have reduced mercury emissions from power plants. Funk music pioneer Rick James has died at age 56. The Los Angeles Police Department says James was found dead of natural causes in his Los Angeles home. You're listening to Air America Radio News.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Get out of debt and get on with your life. Call 1-800-676-9541. Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Learn how to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One Credit Counseling Services at 1-800-676-9541. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One Services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One services are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So if you're ready to get out of debt and get on with your life, call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. Call for Care One Credit Counseling Services at 1-800-676-9541. That's 1-800-676-9541.
The Radio Shack Dictionary of Gizmos. Today's definition, the long life doodad, as described by Vanessa Williams.
It's the gizmo that can keep your smoke alarms working longer. Because climbing up to replace those things isn't exactly fun.
So at Radio Shack, when you ask for
those long life doodads,
we'll show you our lithium 9-volt smoke alarm battery. And you'll get peace of mind knowing it'll last up to 10 years. So come in for easy answers to all your electronic accessory needs.
I'll take a long life doodad over a short life doodad every time.
Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Bayer Advance presents today's lawn care tip. Are insects causing problems with your lawn this season? If you notice dying grass that lifts up easily, the problem may be white grubs. If you see arcs or circles of dead brown grass, you may have an infestation of armyworms. Thinning, torn up, and dried out grass could be caused by mole crickets. It's important to find the problem and treat it before it's too late. This lawn care tip was brought to you by Bayer Advance Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. Bayer Advance, better thinking, better results. For more information, visit BayerAdvance.com.
The European crane fly can devastate your lawn or be no problem at all. The choice is yours. Introducing the revolutionary Bayer Advance Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. Only Complete combines the power of two unique chemistries to kill insects above and below the ground, including European crane fly larvae, for up to 3 months. Finally, one product truly does it all, and nothing works better, guaranteed. Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results. Available at Lowe's and other garden retailers.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Normally, I love weekends, but this particular weekend is driving me crazy because I can't stop thinking about Monday's show. It's going to be great. It's the 30th anniversary of the resignation of Richard Nixon, the man who I used to think would be the worst president of my lifetime. Watergate hero John Dean and others join us for a bittersweet, well, more like bitter gleeful celebration Monday on the Al Franken Show.
Get out of debt and get on with your...
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back, y'all. 6:30 past the hour. This is Air America Radio. My name is Mike Malloy. Thank you for joining us. George is calling from Maryland. George, thanks for holding on. I appreciate the fact that you're still there.
Oh, hello, Mike.
Hey.
I just wanted to tell you that you're not crazy. I was raised Catholic and went to Catholic school. After that, I became an evangelical minister for the Assembly of God Church. And I quickly left a couple of years later, but I'll tell you, the coolest people I ever met in my life have been in evangelical circles.
Yeah.
And these people are absolutely crazy. And you talk about sexual abuse that goes on within the Catholic Church. Well, it also goes on with inside the evangelical churches, too. I know. I've seen it. I wanted to kill this man for what he was doing to his daughters one time.
Yeah.
Anyway, what I'm starting to say, you were talking about hell before, and it was interesting because I was watching these swift flying monkeys on CNN tonight.
Yeah.
And I was watching the news reporter give the softball questions to these people, and I almost lost it and was going to throw a cup at my $4,000 plasma TV tonight. You know, your anger is justified. I'm living kind of in hell right now in a very, very Republican area. But I'm making a stand here the best way I can. I don't have time for these anti-abortion freaks who I met at this county fair the other day. I mean, they were reporting me for talking about pro-choice to the management of the fair. Like, they were going to try to shut me up. I don't know.
They were reporting you?
Yeah, yeah. They didn't like the fact that the girl came up to me. I guess she was about 16 or so, and she says, "Well, he's Kerry's for abortion, therefore I'm not for him." And I said to her, "Kerry is not for abortion."
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I went into the whole history of it. But because I went into this history, about an hour later, this mother comes up and starts yelling and screaming at me.
Oh, my God.
For talking to her daughter about this, and I heard that they reported me, and that made all the other Democrats at the table very nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? I've made a stand here on the issues that I believe in, and I have some really strange bumper stickers on my car, like, "What would Jesus bomb?" And things like that. But every minute of the day, I try to get out there and talk to people, be sarcastic if I need to be, to try to get through. Because that mindset that these evangelicals have, it's very closed. If they have a thought, they automatically, you know, think that they have to pray to Jesus. And people like you or me or other, we're just backslidden and going to hell. Well, today, I am an atheist. And I was actually wrote on one of the blogs today, I wrote, "God, if there is a God, send me to hell, because I want to be there, and I want to be the guy in charge of torturing these guys," especially after tonight, seeing this guy on CNN with that dull stare in his eyes. Like, you know that this man is lying through his teeth, and he's getting away with it.
That's the part I hate. The anger that I feel and I bring to this program is not unlike anger that most people who think must feel, not maybe to the degree or prolonged the way I feel it, although, maybe so. But you can't not be just thoroughly pissed off when you see what's going on out here. If you're not angry, then you must be dead.
And it's sort of like that's the easy way to go, too.
Yeah.
It's just to be, close off your mind to the world around you. Go to your little church. Pretend these things aren't happening. To this woman that came up to me, I said, "You know what? You should pray every day that the real pictures from the Abu Ghraib prison do not come out, because these will be absolutely devastating to this country." And she looked at me in shock that I would bring up. I said, "You know that they were raping young boys and sexually abusing them?" And she looked at me, "Well, if you had a young child," that type of thing.
Well, that's what you have to do sometimes, George, when you're talking to these people who are so deeply in denial, is you have to break through. And the best thing is to use dynamite in a sentence like, "Do you know that young detainees were being raped in Abu Ghraib?" And sometimes it's such a disturbing statement that'll get their attention. George, thanks for holding on. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate it, man. You have a
thanks
nice weekend.
Thank you for taking my call. Bye.
Absolutely. Take care. I don't need to say this, but I will. Nobody, unless they're just sick, nobody is pro-abortion. those of us who are pro-choice are not pro-abortion. And what that's another thing that infuriates me is the way these religious fanatics and the Republicans have encouraged it, and the Republicans have picked up on this fanaticism, but how they try to paint people who are pro-choice into being pro-abortion, which is a damnable lie. It's filthy. It's horrible. I know people with National Abortion Rights League here in Georgia. I've met people in Illinois, people on the national level, and not one of these people is pro-abortion. But they do believe in a very fundamental belief, and that is, if you are going to terminate a pregnancy, which is what you're doing when you get an abortion, that decision should be left up to the woman, hopefully the man who assisted in getting the pregnancy going, a physician, and one's concept of ethics or morality. And that's as far as it should go. For government, I don't care if it's liberal government or neo-Nazi government like George Bush, to get involved in that sort of discussion, debate, that is an outrage. It is an outrage. So, you know, when these right-wing freaks try to paint John Kerry or anybody else as being pro-abortion, there is no such thing as a person who's pro-abortion, not that I've met. I have met people who are ardent pro-choice, but pro-abortion, never. A pro-choicer would hope that there would never, ever, ever be an abortion. But the right wing works its ugliness and its degeneracy by insisting, on the one hand, that any sort of a termination of a pregnancy is baby killing, and on the other hand, keep our children ignorant of how to protect oneself from a pregnancy, if that's the right term. No, don't have sex. You know, abstinence? Oh, for God's sake. That's never worked. It'll never work. There's no such thing as abstinence. You're a teenager or young person, and your hormones are raging. You are going to get what it is you're looking for. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. Even the little fundamentalist boys and girls who go to Sunday school 17 times a week, they know it too. So let's just not go there. Anytime the Republicans get serious and want to talk about birth control, want to talk about how to avoid pregnancy, want to acknowledge human sexuality, fine. I'm right there with you, you right-wing geeks. But in the meantime, you know, not only stay out of my female friends' wombs, stay out of my head with this nonsense, okay? You make me sick. The right wing has no problem with killing in Iraq, no problem with collateral damage, no problem with blowing Iraqi babies into hamburger meat, no problem with teeth, hair, and eyeballs all over those dirty, dusty, sandy streets, no problem with that. Oh, kill them all. Blow them up. These little Arab potential incipient terrorists, blow them to pieces. You people are so hypocritical, you make me sick. God, Chuck is calling from Portland, Maine. Chuck's been holding on forever. Chuck, thanks thanks for your patience. Welcome to the program.
Well, hi. Hey. I had a couple of quick comments about August 6th and September 11th. I didn't vote for Nader, and I'm not going to, but one of the suggestions of his group about 3 years before 9/11 was to beef up the cockpit doors on airliners so that hijackers couldn't get in.
Sure.
Enough said on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And back in the 70s and the early 80s when I was a heavy-duty anti-nuclear activist, one of the things that we were trying to get across to the public was how easy it would be to hijack a jet, an airliner, and then just point it at a nuclear power plant. And even if the reactor in the containment survives, there's probably a spent fuel pool next to it, which will be vaporized, basically. Dirty bomb going into the wind. So how this all comes back together is that I keep seeing every August 6th, I see a lot of people go into self-flagellation about stuff that happened decades before we were born, and I'm thinking, shouldn't we put that sentiment and energy towards phasing out light water nuclear power in the U.S. in favor of alternatives, or at very least, shouldn't we start beefing up the cockpit doors on jets?
Well, this is why the Department of Homeland Security is a farce, a hoax, and a myth. These people are not interested in protecting this country. We talked about this the other night. If they were, the cockpit doors would have been beefed up a long time ago. If they were, nuclear power plants, coal-fired plants, I don't care what it is, they would all be protected. Shipping containers would be inspected. These people, being the Bush administration and Rainbow Tom Ridge, they are no more interested in Homeland Security than I'm interested in gargling razor blades. This is just a political a stunt that they have pulled to try to make the American people, you know, the sheep, go, bah! Oh, George Bush, bah! Oh, yeah, he's doing, you know, he's got Homeland Security. That's all that is, and you know it as well as I do, Chuck. It's a scam.
Well, I do have a little bit of good news.
What's that?
You sort of posed the question of the wind, what to do, a few minutes ago. The night before the Iowa caucus, I got out my telephone headset for the first time in 12 years.
Yeah.
And I went to the Kerry headquarters in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and started phone calling for John Kerry that evening.
Yeah.
So when it gets that bad, I get out my phone headset for the first time in 12 years.
I hear
but,
you.
I like the idea of Kerry. I think he's going to be a I like his stances on
he'll do it he's going to turn it around. Chuck, got to leave it there. Thank you, pal.
Okay,
appreciate you checking in. You know, it's funny when Chuck said, but I do have some good news. You know what I thought he was going to say? Yeah, that's right, I thought he was going to say that. I really did. Hey, I just saved a lot of money on my car insurance. God, oh, it's about 18 past the hour. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Get out of debt and get on with your life. Call 1-800-676-9541. Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Learn how to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One credit counseling services at 1-800-676-9541. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One services are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So if you're ready to get out of debt and get on with your life, call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. Call for Care One credit counseling services at 1-800-676-9541. That's 1-800-676-9541.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Ah! Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hey, Steve?
Yeah?
I'm taking Nicorette like you said, but right now, I really need a cigarette. And according to my schedule, I'm not supposed to take another piece for 2 hours. So, what should I do? And don't tell me to tough it out, because it's not going to be pretty.
Take an extra piece?
Good idea.
When a really tough craving hits, just take an extra piece of Nicorette. As soon as you bite down, it delivers the medicine you need. Nicorette helps you quit one craving at a time. Use as directed. Follow dosing schedule. Individual results may vary. Support program can improve success rate.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies. But they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.E. Johnson, a family company.
The ATM. Insert your card, enter your PIN number, get 420s, and a handful of streptococci. Don't let germs interrupt your ATMing. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So use the ATM, but use Purell, because you may withdraw a fistful of cold, hard E. coli. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
I was cheering when Amanda took her first steps the other day, but ever since, I've been running after her in a permanently bent over position, and now my back is really hurting.
What should you take for back pain? Truth is, doctors recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain.
Every day she's going to get a little faster, and I'll be right behind her. Amanda, here we go again.
Talk to your doctor. For back pain relief, advance to Advil Relief.
Two past the hour, Malloy here on Air America Radio. Another night with not one single right-winger, Republican, or Bush supporter calling the program. Oh, my heart is broken. My heart is just absolutely broken. I don't get it. I know there's a lot of fear involved in that, but I've said I will not slap you around. I really would like to hear what you have to say. I know Sean Hannity listens to the first 2 hours of this program. Sean and I worked at different stations years ago here in Atlanta, and I know Sean listens, or as we like to affectionately call him, the baby Jesus. And maybe Sean will call in some night because he's such a little weasel, isn't he? But anyway, enough about me. Jeff in Pittsburgh is calling. Jeff, welcome to the program. Thank you for holding on.
Hey, thanks, Mike.
Yeah,
a couple of things. You went off before on the Catholics. You forgot Tom Ridge.
Is he Catholic?
Yeah, and he's also pro-choice. And I thought you had to be have a direct line to God, to be in the Bush administration.
Yeah, you probably do. But Jeff, just remember, I also said that I have great, deep, and abiding respect for so many people who happen to be Catholic, who work so hard for social justice, who work so hard to ease the hell that so many people live in on this planet. What I have a problem with is religion. What I have a problem with in the Catholic Church is the Catholic hierarchy. What I have a problem with are rabbis, imams, and ministers. I do not have that much of a problem with believers who understand the compassion that is taught in all of these religions. It's just these Christian fundamentalists have decided that the compassion part is nonsense, and they go for the blood and the gore and the murder and the destruction. That's why I hate them.
Well, I'll tell you what, dude. My mom was born Catholic. And all that I see her doing is going down and making submarine sandwiches and trying to help people raise money. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So
I'm
with you all the way. There's people with compassion, but it's the hypocrisy of the one issue voter, and the mind f
for
of
real.
What they're going through. That's
sure.
not what I call it about guy.
Okay. And
first of all, let me say, I've been listening to Air America since day one, but listening to you since day two. That montage you did. Of just like Bush quotes and people from the Bush administration.
Oh, the lies, yeah.
Dude, I'm going to download that. I hope it's on your archive. And I'm to the point now, you want to talk about being angry? I'm going to put that in my truck. And just like as I'm driving through the neighborhoods of Pittsburgh here, just let that go off and off and off. Because hey, I'll tell you what, you want to hear it from the horse's mouth, dude. That was like the audio equivalent of Fahrenheit 911.
Well, I'll tell you, that said it all
right there.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Jeff. It's at my website, MikeMalloy.com, in the gallery. Download as many copies as you want. Make CDs. Give it away. Hand it out on street corners. Do anything you want to with it.
Thank you. I appreciate it, because I'll tell you what...
And by the way, that was put together. Kathy, my producer and wife, and a mother. She's brilliant. Wait till she gets cranked. She's not really doing anything right now except assisting me here in getting the show ready every night because you know we've got this little newborn. But man, you wait another week or so, and you're going to hear some kick-ass radio. This girl can really put some radio together. So,
dude, I appreciate production. And she does a great job of it.
She does.
I mean, really.
All right, quickly. You got something else you want to say?
I just want to go on and say, and frankly, Mike, I've been on hold here for like, you know, a couple, you know, maybe an hour and a half or something. When I called, I was sober. Now I'm not. But I can still speak as well as George W. Bush. If you listened to any of the tape of him at the Unity.
Wasn't that awful?
The thing about the minority reporters.
Dude, it was awful.
You know what? At one time, I thought this was just kind of like a joke and it was just passing. I am, like, seriously concerned, considering the report, and I don't know how valid this website is. What is it?
Capitol Hill Blue?
Capitol Hill Blue.
They're
exactly.
Good.
I don't know how valid it is.
No, it's a good
one. But I'll tell you what, dude, listen to this guy and him falling off the bicycles and stuff, I am concerned.
I hope
we make it through November.
I hear you, Jeff. I hear you. Hey, listen, thanks for checking in. Thanks for all the holding on. Next time you call in, I'll get to you quicker.
Peace, man.
All right. You have a nice evening. Yeah, that Capitol Hill Blue, I have used them as a resource, like a lot of people in talk radio have, for a couple of years now, right, Kathy? And I have yet to find them reporting on anything that wasn't true. It started out, I guess it's still a libertarian website. I know the guy who funds it. I'm drawing a blank on his name, but it, you know, libertarian. If you got to pigeonhole him, it'd be libertarian. Faith is calling from Florida. Faith, welcome to the program, and thanks for holding on, Faith.
Oh, no problem. Hello from a battleground state. I totally agree with you about not trying to change the diehards. I'm done with it.
Done
with it.
Yo, Faith.
I got to
put you on hold for a second. I'll come back right after this break, okay?
Cool, that's fine.
All right, let me put you on hold and come back. If you haven't checked in tonight, we do have an open line. Oh, we're playing that music again. Okay. 866-303-2270 is the number. And if you're a right-winger, we'd love to hear from you. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a $1 off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a $1 off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
I was scared to death signing a lease, I tell you that.
Who's going to help us do this? Realtor. It's like we have to have a trained professional that's going to go out and look for exactly what we want.
Whether you pay utilities or whether you don't.
If I were looking for another property, I wouldn't do it without a commercial realtor. I don't have the expertise.
When you're ready to lease or buy a commercial property, ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
I could just turn it over to her and that it would be done and be done correctly.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
LendingTree.com presents How to Get Out from Under Debt. First, take an average guy.
Hello.
Then add some credit card debt, a car payment, and a student loan.
Ow.
To get out from under all this debt, get a debt consolidation loan from LendingTree.com, where banks compete and you choose the loan that's right for you. Call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com.
Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions may apply. See website for details.
Welcome to What's on My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D-batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in windows.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
I was blown away at the ease and the simplicity of this product.
Windy Light for the doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
The fact that the instructions were so well written and that the Night Guard is so well made. Within 10 minutes, I had a Night Guard that fitted perfectly to my teeth. It was like a dream to me.
Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
Investors don't have to make a choice between service and low price.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation on low-cost investing.
It has been my pursuit since the very earliest of days to try to lower the cost of investing for every individual investor out there.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
By driving down the cost, making it easier for people to get a variety of services, but make them a better investor, that's what this company is all about.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Air America's Majority Report. Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
We're still spying and eyeing some of the grotesque creatures of the media. I just ran across Alan Combs. He has a very depressing air about him. As if he's been beaten, and he's got like the quality like that movie was with Farrah Fawcett, where she was a beaten wife.
The Burning Bed.
It's sad.
Directed by Robert Greenwald, who directed Outfoxed.
He has that Burning Bed quality.
I think that Alan Combs is everybody's walking inner beaten wife.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
It's about 26 and a half before the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Back to Faith in Florida. Faith, again, thanks for holding on.
Yeah, no problem. My husband and I both lost our jobs, so I have nothing but time.
Oh, man, been there, done that. We'll probably be there again.
Let's hope not. I wanted to let you know that I love listening to you because you get out all my frustrations so that I can focus my energy on what's important, which is changing this regime in Washington.
There you go.
I'm not arguing with Republicans anymore. I'm not arguing with the religious right. I just say, oh, that's nice, and I move on to the next person who wants to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like everybody to take this energy, rather than try to convert the unconvertible, and log on to moveon.org and join up. We are, pretty soon we're going to be putting feet in the street.
Great organization. I love MoveOn.org. I remember when they were first put together back during the attack on Clinton. It is just a great organization.
Not even looking for money. They're looking for people.
They're looking for people. Yeah, absolutely. I have deep respect for the MoveOn.org.
And right now we're working on a statewide, I don't know if it's nationwide, but a voters registration drive, as well as rallies for the minimum wage here in Florida. So I'm taking all of my frustrations and I'm putting them out into the community where they can do the most good.
That's the sensible, results-oriented way to do it. Spinning your wheels here on talk radio, which is what I do every night, is not necessarily the best way to do it. But we serve a purpose here, and I think you hit on it when you first started talking. This is a place to come and scream and hoot and holler and yell and laugh and slap your knees and go, oh my God. But the hard work comes when you do what you do, and I certainly acknowledge that.
Well, give us a wish to the universe, because we're starting to move out into rural areas where the canvassing is a little harder to do.
You got some distance to go between the houses, but those folks need to be reached also.
Yeah, and they need to know that they're not just sitting out the country and living off their unemployment and losing their farms.
I hear you.
So that's what I suggest that everybody listening do, is go out and get involved in your local community and local politics. Go to your local grocery store and get a handful of voter registration forms and ask everybody if they're registered.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good idea. It's an excellent idea. And Faith, thank you. I appreciate you checking in.
Thanks. Thank you, Mike.
All right. You have a nice evening. Have a nice weekend. MoveOn.org. Yeah. All right. We had a guy, Tom in Idaho, who was holding on. I guess he cut and run. He's a flying monkey right-winger who loves George W. Bush. And I was hoping, you can always hope that you'll have at least one of these Republicans call in and just once back up or defend the murderous policies of this administration and the psychosis of the giggling murderer himself, George Bush. So all I can say to the guy in Kansas or in Idaho that split, where are you from in Idaho? Coeur d'Alene? Yeah? All right. We got some real people left here, though. Paula is calling from New Jersey. Paula, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike. No, thank you. I actually got to hear part of the last hour.
Yeah.
It was great. I usually don't get to hear that.
I know. Well, you were on hold, so you got to hear it, right?
Yeah, I loved it. It was great. Okay. I want to welcome you to Air America, and I need you to cheer me up.
All right. What's up? What's the matter?
Well, I was jonesed after the convention. I did what you did. I watched it on C-SPAN and listened to Air America.
Uh-huh.
I left all the negative stuff out.
Right.
But after this week with the Swifties for truth or whatever the hell they are.
Yeah.
And the bogus terror alerts and these bogus things. And the coverage of these events is just making me, the word's not getting out there. Nobody's seeing that he's a fraud.
Well, I respectfully tend to disagree here, Paula. I was listening to Janine. I was listening to Randy. I forget which one said it. Kerry in a landslide. I believe it. These lying dogs who are spreading all of these untruths and half-truths and disinformation and misinformation, they are not going to succeed, Paula. They are not going to. And I'll tell you, I have to say this. I was wavering a little bit because, like you, these people freak me out. And when I heard, I swear it was Randy Rhodes. Now, I hope it wasn't Janine Garofalo, but I swear it was Randy. When Randy said, when she said, Kerry in a landslide, this is going to sound weird. I felt like something had come off my back. I felt like something had been lifted. Now, who's Randy Rhodes? She's somebody I work with. I've listened to her before. I have a lot of respect for her. But, she's kind of like me. And yes. I'm thinking to myself, well, why? What she just said made me feel a little bit lighter. I don't know, but it was like somebody. She's the first person I heard who put it into words, who articulated it. So let me just tell you, Paula, I'll pass it on from Randy Rhodes to you. Kerry in a landslide.
I got the cover story in The Nation this week is how they could steal the election this time.
Well, that's true. Yeah, there is that, and I saw that. Somebody emailed it to me because my subscription to The Nation ran out. I saw it. Yeah, there's a thousand ways these dirty dogs could do it, but it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I promise you it's not going to happen.
Thank you, Mike. You made me feel better.
Okay. See how easy that was. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. Take care. It's not going to happen. It just isn't. Casey is calling from Texas. Casey, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's going.
Hey, I was just kind of concerned about the issue on assault weapons and carry on gun control, actually. He seems to trying to be going both sides here to me.
All right, tell me what you mean.
Well, on one hand, he's taking pictures with duck hunting and, you know, talking all these hunters' rights and stuff. And on the other hand, he comes off the campaign trail to vote for the assault weapons ban and kill the gun manufacturer's liability law.
Well, let me ask you, I'm not sure what your position is. Do you think assault weapons should be available?
Well, I mean, assault weapons aren't available, technically speaking. An assault weapon is a fully automatic gun.
Right, I understand. What's your position on guns in America?
I mean, vaguely, I'm totally against the assault weapons ban.
Okay.
That's what you're wondering.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't clear, because so am I. I'm a gun owner. I hunt small game. A lot of my liberal friends think I'm a freak because, I made sure I understand how to use a weapon, but it was forced on me up until about 15 years ago. I didn't give a damn about owning guns. When I was a kid, I was not a kid, when I was a teenager, I was a member of the NRA. I got their magazine. This is back in the day when NRA was not some freak right-wing neo-Nazi organization. But I tell you what, 15 years ago, I was doing talk radio here in Atlanta, and got a bunch of threats on my life, and I was advised by a guy with the Atlanta Police Department, if you don't know how to use a pistol, get one, come out, we'll teach you how to use it, you should be carrying a gun. So I did, on their advice, for God's sake, but this is Georgia, okay, and I knew what I was doing, and I learned how to handle just about any handgun, except the semi-automatic stuff, and, you know, automatic handguns, they're beyond me, but... my position on guns is I wish I lived in a society where they weren't necessary. If somebody wants to hunt, which I think is kind of weird and freaky, okay, go ahead, hunt, you know, whatever. Just for Christ's sake, eat what you kill. At least do that. But my position on guns is pretty much the standard liberal democratic position. And as far as Kerry waffling a little bit, again, what Kerry's trying to do is to reach some of these people stuck in the middle who can't make up their minds. They might be one issue of voters. You know, Kerry is not going to let happen to him what happened to Al Gore. And the NRA convinced people in West Virginia and Tennessee that as soon as Al Gore became president, he was going to come out with a huge gunny sack or burlap sack and collect all their guns. And some of these ignorant knuckle-draggers believed it. Well, Kerry's not going to let that happen. That's the only excuse I can come up with for him.
Well, let me ask you this. I noticed, I mean, obviously, I told you I saw Kerry, you know, try to bring back the assault weapons ban, and you say he's trying to kind of straddle the issue or whatever. That's okay with me. I mean, but I just don't really see him doing that. I see him on the side of the far left. You know, I saw the picture of him between Kennedy and Feinstein right there. You know, Feinstein, obviously, one of the original writers of the assault weapons ban, and I just don't understand how he can be doing that, and how you speak that you're for the assault weapons ban, but how can you also be, you know, I mean, I'm going to vote for Kerry. There's no doubt about that, but I'm just kind of feel betrayed, because how can you say that you're for this, I mean, against the assault weapons ban, but you're 100% behind Kerry? I mean...
No. I don't believe assault weapons should be on the streets of America or in the homes of America. Okay?
Okay, but I mean, what's the problem? Hey, I don't even like the term assault weapons. I don't know if you know it, but there are no assault weapons legal. They're just semi-automatic.
Well, okay, right. those. You know, who needs that to shoot a deer, a mountain goat, a bear? Come on.
Yeah.
Nah.
A semi-automatic rifle. Dangerous game.
Dangerous. We don't live in Burma. You know, what are you talking about? You know, where some tiger's going to pounce. What are you talking
about? How about bears? We don't have any bears in North America. Dangerous game.
Well, we do. Yeah, we have bears. What the hell you want to go kill them for?
Well, I mean, you said you're for hunting, but now you're against hunting.
Well, no, hunting. When I talk about hunting, man, I'm talking about pheasant, duck, rabbit. You know, I don't shoot deer. I think that a lot of them should be shot. Little bastards are running all over the place. They're destroyed or killing people on the highways. But I don't shoot them. Look, this conversation is getting too freaky for me. Where are we going with this, Casey?
Well, I mean, as a liberal myself, I feel what's the point of taking away the and then we're talking about hunting also. But what about self-defense? Right, you're.
All right. Casey, I'll tell you what. I don't want to talk about this tonight because it just goes on and on and on, but I will address it some night. I appreciate you checking in, pal. I've got some very clear ideas about guns and gun control and yada, yada. I look at the Second Amendment entirely different from the way right-wingers do. I just, there's just not enough time tonight. Besides, I got a bunch of people on hold. Casey, thanks for checking in, pal. We'll talk again, I promise. Quick break here. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
I was cheering when Amanda took her first steps the other day, but ever since, I've been running after her in a permanently bent over position, and now my back is really hurting.
What should you take for back pain? Truth is, doctors recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain.
Every day she's gonna get a little faster, and I'll be right behind her. Amanda! Here we go again.
Talk to your doctor. For back pain relief, advance to Advil Relief.
Bayer Advance presents today's lawn care tip. Are insects causing problems with your lawn this season? If you notice dying grass that lifts up easily, the problem may be white grubs. If you see arcs or circles of dead brown grass, you may have an infestation of armyworms. Thinning, torn up, and dried out grass could be caused by mole crickets. It's important to find the problem and treat it before it's too late. This lawn care tip was brought to you by Bayer Advance Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. Bayer Advance, better thinking, better results. For more information, visit BayerAdvance.com.
The European crane fly can devastate your lawn or be no problem at all. The choice is yours. Introducing the revolutionary Bayer Advance Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. Only Complete combines the power of two unique chemistries to kill insects above and below the ground, including European crane fly larvae, for up to 3 months. Finally, one product truly does it all, and nothing works better. Guaranteed. Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results. Available at Lowe's and other garden retailers.
Your oldest has just turned driving age. Time to add him to your policy. So you get in your car, drive down to your insurance company. Hunt for a space, double park, get a parking ticket, get in a fight with the meter maid, get thrown in jail, meet a guy named Wally. Wait a minute. This is just a bad dream. You've got Geico. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can do all that car insurance stuff online. Oh, that was a close one.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. Online at geico.com.
The peak of allergy season, ragweed.
Yeah, pollen, the best time to make them suffer.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects alone may include headache, cold, or backache.
Allegra takes the joy out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily long-lasting Allegra. The relief goes on.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hey, Steve?
Yeah?
I'm taking Nicorette like you said, but right now, I really need a cigarette. And according to my schedule, I'm not supposed to take another piece for 2 hours. So, what should I do? And don't tell me to tough it out, because it's not going to be pretty.
Take an extra piece?
Good idea.
When a really tough craving hits, just take an extra piece of Nicorette. As soon as you bite down, it delivers the medicine you need. Nicorette helps you quit one craving at a time. Use as directed. Follow dosing schedule. Individual results may vary. Support program can improve success rate.
It's about 10 before the hour. Boy, this is the most fun I've had with my clothes on in I don't know how long. Before I forget, thanks. Program engineered in New York by Colin Tipton. Tim Einenkel screened your calls. Thanks to Tim and Colin. Catherine Bay produced here in Atlanta. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Thanks to Mark Marshall of MaximumInteractive.com and Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org for the archives. Okay, where are we? Brian is calling from Kentucky. Brian, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on, by the way.
Oh, no problem. How are you tonight, Mike?
Doing fine, sir.
I'll tell you what. I know this is borrowed on another show, but I have to say it. You, man, are a great American.
Well, thanks, Brian.
I wish I could be as optimistic about the election and the outcome. I'm hoping that it'll be a Kerry landslide, but, you know, the Bushes stole the last one. I'm just grateful that Michael Moore is going to be in Florida with his cameras for the Florida vote.
That's the truth. So Michael Moore there with his cameras, and Randy Rhodes has never, ever, ever lied to me.
You know, I'm just hoping. There's so much anger right now, and I had several things I wanted to talk to you about, but I'm going to just sum it up real quick because I know you've got a lot of people on hold out there. So,
all right.
Basically, when did it become the norm and okay for Democrats to be demonized in the media? It's everywhere. I mean, I'm so sick. I'm coming from a town, you know, which is a fairly the second largest city in Kentucky. I'm in Lexington, and all we get on the radio, conservatives. You know, we have Sean Hannity, and of course, if you want to get him to talk to you, do like Janine Garofalo did, and call him a cretin. That seemed to work. So,
yeah,
you know, I saw her interview with him and was greatly impressed. But all we get is conservative radio. You know, I listen to you all through internet streaming, and I just thank God that I found you all because I feel like finally something that I can listen to and be glad to know there are other people in this world that feel like I do.
There are millions of people in this country, Brian, who feel that way, who have to really hunt to find radio programming. You asked a second ago, how did it happen? When were liberals deemed, you know, whatever you said, not welcome on the air, whatever? Two things. When Reagan ended the Fairness Doctrine back in the 80s and when Bill Clinton signed the bill that allowed consolidation of radio stations and radio networks into the grimy, filthy, bony hands of a few people. The most notorious, of course, is Clear Channel that owns, I don't know what, Kathy, 1,700 radio stations. When that happened, it guaranteed the end of differing points of view. When you control that much media, you're not going to be diverse. Why should you? You're going to be one-sided, and that's what's happened.
Well, you look at Clear Channel, and you look at what Howard Stern is alleging happened. You know that when he went after Bush, they dropped him. You know, and to me, that's more than just a coincidence that that happened.
Well, no, that happens. You know? When I went after Bush before he was even president, I got my ass kicked out of WLS in Chicago, which is an ABC station. Even though I had a 5-year contract, I wasn't even finished with. I was 3.5 years into it, and the pressure came down so strong. That we just decided, I guess they're going to win. So, yeah, it's not, you know, this is 4.5 years ago. This stuff has been going on. And now it's to the point, thank God for Air America Radio, where people who know how to do progressive, entertaining talk radio have a home, and nobody's going to fire us because we don't fit in with the rest of the lineup. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. There you go.
Brian, thanks for checking in. Let me try to squeeze in another call. I appreciate your call.
Sir.
I hope to hear from you again, okay?
You certainly will.
All right, sir. Take care. Christina is calling from California. Christina, welcome to the program.
Excuse me?
Yes, that's you. You're Christina,
okay.
Right? Hey, Christina.
Yeah, Christina. I'm calling because my husband called me up yesterday. He's a medic on a Ranger training battalion in Northwest Florida.
Mm-hmm.
He says, Christina, you got to help me out. A lieutenant colonel came down to the battalion, gathered up the battalion yesterday to tell them that he's going to make sure every single person there is registered to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it wasn't for the military vote in Florida, Bush would have never won the election. And Bush needs to be reelected.
Oh, my God.
If that's not bad enough, you know, my poor husband, he's just a poor little peon there. The man in charge of scheduling has also told him that he's going to make sure that my husband is working on Election Day. Now, of course, my husband's smart enough to vote absentee ballot in the state of Florida.
Right.
But he said, Christina, you got to help me out. You got to do what you can to get the word out. And I'm already planning to, you know, bother the Fort Benning Inspector General. But I just wanted to get that out there.
Well, you know what's so bad about that? I can't think of an administration in the past 40 years that was so anti-military as the Bush-Cheney coalition of thugs. These people are doing everything they can to cut the throat of soldiers, to cut the throats of soldiers' families, veterans, children of veterans, children of active duty, children of active duty military people. It is incredible. Army Times goes after this filthy administration. Publications that are put together strictly for military people go after them all the time. I don't get it. I don't understand why anybody who wears a uniform of the United States military would do anything to support this thug.
Let alone throw his weight around and his rank around and try to intimidate others.
I know.
In order to get this man reelected.
It's pretty bad. Well, you got the word out, and I'm sure there are a lot of soldiers, sailors, and Marines out there who, if they're being told something like this by their COs or their leaders or whatever, are silently giving them the middle finger, and when they walk into that voting booth. You know, the military guys and military women are not stupid, and they understand. You know, they can hear from their spouses back home. They can go to Colonel David Hackworth's website. They can check out how this thuggish administration treats them, and I don't think the military is going to be instrumental in putting Bush anywhere except out on his little pissant farm, in Texas.
I don't know. I've seen a lot of support for Bush, and my husband is trying to get everyone he can on camp to see Fahrenheit 9/11.
Oh, boy. Well, tell him to be careful. Just
well, he is pretty good about being careful.
Well, that's good. Hey, Christine, I'm glad I heard from you. I hope we hear from you again.
Sure. Thanks.
All right.
Thank you for taking my call.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for calling. Very quickly, Natalie is calling from California. Natalie, we don't have much time. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Thanks for taking my call. Just want to quickly get the word out. As back-to-school time's coming up, I want parents of high school students and high school students to be aware that No Child Left Behind Act forces the schools to give your kids personal information and threats that they're going to lose their federal funding if
That's
your
right.
kids' information isn't handed up. But you have the right to opt out of that, but the school is not doing a good job getting the word. At least our schools aren't.
You know, we need to talk about that some night. I swear we will. Natalie, we're just flat out of time. Thank you
That's
so
fine.
Much. All right. We'll talk again, I promise.
Thanks, Mike.
All
good
right,
weekend.
You take care. You too. Good weekend. We never did get to the job growth falls off a cliff. We'll do it Monday. The best laid plans of mice and men, right? Y'all have been great this week. Thanks for welcoming me to this network. We'll see you Monday night, same time, same station. This is the Air America Radio Network. I'm Mike Malloy. Take care.
Charts and graphs. Love making charts and graphs.
No afternoon slump here.
Pie charts, flow charts, bar graphs too. Hey, it's only 5 after 2. Huh, that rhymes.
Thanks to the Doldrum Fighting Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins. In 10 tempting flavors like rich toffee chocolate chip and pleasing strawberry.
Cover sheet. Turn it upside down. Dial the number. Press send. Facts.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Skip the slump. Be great.
You're still using Hershey syrup to make chocolate milk?
Yeah, why?
Syrup's great on ice cream, but when it comes to chocolate milk, we switch to rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ovaltine?
With Hershey syrup, my kids only get chocolate. But with Ovaltine, they get a whole lot more. Great taste plus vitamins.
Yeah, but how does it really taste?
It's great. It's really chocolatey.
And rich chocolate Ovaltine's better for you than Hershey syrup.
Wow, now I can feel good about giving my kids chocolate milk.
More Ovaltine, please.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York.
the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Terry Sheridan. A jobs report that fell far short of expectations pushed the stock market to its lowest level of the year. Yesterday's Labor Department report showed 32,000 jobs were added in the month of July, much less than the 228,000 forecast. The Dow plunged more than 147 points on the news to close at 98.15. The disappointing numbers are a blow to the Bush campaign, which has been using the nation's economic growth heavily in its re-election bid. Meanwhile, the president was in Washington, D.C., where he said he wishes he did not have to be the war president, but, quote, this is what came our way. Bush told a convention of minority journalists that the U.S. must lead the world to a more peaceful tomorrow by spreading freedom and liberty. He says he has no regrets about removing Saddam Hussein.
Even though we did not find the stockpiles that we thought we would find, we did the right thing. He had the capability, and he could have passed that capability on to our enemies.
Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry unveiled his energy plan at a campaign stop outside of Kansas City, Missouri yesterday. His plan would provide $10 billion to help automakers retool plants to build high-tech, fuel-efficient vehicles and give consumers a tax credit of up to $5,000